It's high school basketball. Final matchup before the holiday break for both teams. Huron Tigers, Sioux Falls Washington Warriors to play this evening at the Huron Arena. A lot of black and orange tonight as both teams sport those colors. And happy to bring it along with you. I'm Jeff Duffy. As we get into the pregame here today, girls game up first. Huron girls at 2-3. Washington is at 2-1 on the season. And so a good matchup, good solid test for the Huron Tiger girls coming off their best all-around win when they defeated Stevens this past Saturday here at the arena. Jamie Parrish, head coach of Washington. Cody Kaufman, head coach of our Tigers. We'll talk to both coaches coming up. We'll take this time out on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person
$4
per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our doubleheader here. Huron Tigers hosting the Washington Warriors. Jamie Parrish, head coach of the girls, will get set for the opening game of the doubleheader. Washington with a record of 2-1. And coach, I guess first things first, three games in. Probably wish you had a few more games under the ledger right now.
Yeah, we are, we got a brand new team. We're kind of inexperienced, and we're at a point where we need to play some people and kind of figure out who we are. You know, we see a lot of good things in practice, but when you're guarding yourself all the time, it's not the same as playing other people.
I know you said two starters back and then one girl off the bench from last year that played starter minutes now starting this year. So even if you have that experience back, I'm sure different roles for those girls.
Oh, absolutely, and you hit it right on the head. You know, even though you're experienced, when your role changes, you got to grow into that, and you have to, you know, whether that means taking more shots, getting more rebounds, doing those types of things, and you know, that's who we are right now. We're trying to figure out how to distribute the basketball, who needs more shots. When somebody wants to face guard one of our good players, what are we going to do and help that kid out? So it's a learning process, and we're right in the front end of it right now.
Well, you mentioned face guard there, and I'm looking at your roster. You do have some height, but yet it doesn't seem like you're quite as tall as in the past.
No, you know what? The kids that we've run through in the last 3 years, you know, the 6'5 kid who's at Louisville, and then, you know, I think last year we started all of them at 6 foot, so we were, that's really unique, and I kind of understand that now, but I'm guessing the further that we get away from that, I'm going to realize how crazy that was.
What are some of the strengths of this team?
You know what? This group of kids does a really nice job of sharing the basketball. They are, and I think it's, they played a lot of JV together last year because they were behind some of those seniors. So, you know, they know where other kids are going to be. They pass it a little more quickly than we have in the past. So we really like some of that stuff right now.
And Scott, a report on the Huron Tigers. Interesting on the Tigers. This may be one of the taller teams Huron has had.
Yeah, you know what? They really have. We haven't had to match up against length before, and you know, it's going to be different. Coach is doing a nice job with what they're doing in their zone defense that creates some problems because they are long and they can protect the basket now. And offensively, you know, they're moving the ball, and they always have one or two kids that can make shots from 25 feet deep, so we got to make sure that we find them and not give them any easy opportunities.
Jamie Parrish, head coach of Washington. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Huron Tigers' first ever state championship was the 1910 boys track team. The Tigers traveled down to Vermilion where they won the team title by a wide margin. Huron totaled 42 points. Runner-up Belle Fouche had 17. No first names were given for the athletes. Knox won the 100, 220, and 440-yard dashes. Reed had two wins, 220-yard low hurdles, and the broad jump.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continue our pregame here before our girls' game. First half of the doubleheader here on Tigers and Sioux Falls Washington Warriors. Talking with Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers come in with a record of 2-3. Nice win over Rapid City Stevens to close out last weekend. And, Coach, I think that was a game that everybody up and down the roster needed.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the way we showed up and played after a tough loss on Friday night, you know, I'm not sure that I would have expected that, but I'm you know, five games in, it's what I told the girls after the game against Stevens is there's one thing about them is they're going to compete their butts off, and I don't have to coach effort with this group. And, you know, when you don't have to do that and you can focus your attention to the X's and O's and trying to get them in the right positions to succeed, that makes your life as a coach and a coaching staff that much easier. So, you know, they just come out and executed a lot better we did Saturday night than we did Friday. And, you know, the effort was there, and we just outplayed them. And you're right, we got a huge win that was much needed throughout the whole system.
And now Sioux Falls Washington comes in, and you just know that they're always going to be good. They're always going to be tall, and I don't think this year's any exception.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you pretty much write the script for them every year, right? I mean, 3-4, 6-footers, a couple come off the bench, a couple start. Their length is going to be an issue. We know that. It's hard to, you know, simulate length. So, you know, it's tough to do. You know, we tried to talk through it a little bit in practice, but we just got to go out and, you know, do our thing, execute, and whatever happens, happens.
And finally, quickly, it's been an emotional couple of days for the team, and, you know, everybody probably best just to get on the floor.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we just got to play basketball. That's what the girls want. The girls want to be together. The girls want to compete. The girls want to fight for each other. And like I just got done saying, that's what they do every single day, every single game. That won't be any difference. We're just playing with some heavy hearts today. But, you know, I already said this to a couple of people. There's no greater place than Huron to be when we're tragedy stricken, and that's where we're at. And this community is going to come together, and this team will bond, and we'll fight through it. And we'll get through tonight, and we'll take one step forward, and make it the best. And we'll be there together as a team and as a family.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tigers, timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's see the Huron Tigers.
Haley Rogers, sophomore, number 5, guard. Maddie Jurgens, number 10, junior, guard. Jocelyn Noyes, freshman, number 12, guard.
Allison James, junior, number 14, guard.
Allie Davis, sophomore, number 20, guard. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number 22, guard. Hampton Hines, senior, number 23, guard. Chloe Carr, sophomore, number 30, forward. Abigail Harrington, freshman, number 32, guard. KK Eaglestar, senior, number 33, guard.
Jensen Gergen, guard, sophomore, number 34.
Tatum Peterson, senior, number 40, guard.
Elizabeth Heinen, senior, number 42, center.
Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 44, forward.
Isabel Kramer, freshman, number 45, forward.
Julie Norris, senior, number 50, forward.
Trace Owens, 10, guard, junior.
McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Leindecker, number 23, junior, number forward.
TJ Gainey, number 24, senior, guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Morse, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Colby Holster, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Thurston, number 50, senior, guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore, post.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We're back at the arena. It's 6 o'clock, and this is KIJV AM-FM Huron, and running pretty close to on schedule, which is difficult to do with the doubleheaders, but we're just going to be about a minute off or so and get the lineups here coming up shortly, the anthem. Of course, I see the Huron boys basketball team are already out on the floor for the girls as there's a special introduction here tonight with the news of the 2 nights ago of Peggy Hines, longtime administrator in the Huron School District, mother of two starters on the Huron Tiger girls basketball team, passing away. And we're going to have a special recognition, short recognition here before the game. And it's going to be a little heavy heart here tonight in the arena, but hopefully we can come around and have some spirited basketball here between the Tigers and the Warriors. So just waiting for them to start the introductions. We'll send it down to the arena floor as long as I got everything hooked up correctly. Here's Josh Hader.
Lost a member of the Huron Tiger family, Peggy Hines. Peggy was the principal at Buchanan K-1 Center. Mrs. Hines was a loving mother to Houston, Highland, Haven, Hampton, and Hilton. A loving grandmother to Landry, and a loving wife to Dennis. Mrs. Hines cherished her teachers, students, and the Huron community. All of us in the Huron School District and beyond will keep the Hines family in our thoughts and prayers. Please join us in a moment of silence in honor of Peggy Hines. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand, face the flag, remove all hats, and place your right hand over your heart for the playing of the national anthem. The veterans are welcome to salute. The national anthem will be played by the Huron High School Pep Band under the direction of Mr. James Stukrath.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Source Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a Source Energy distributed by Hellwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Hellwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Forish today.
1348 AM and 95.3 FM. At guard for the Warriors, the 6'1" shooter, number 23, Grace Peterson. At guard for the Tigers, the 5'8" senior, number 23, Hampton Hines. At guard for the Warriors, the 5'4" senior, number 24, Benny Natunga. At forward for the Tigers, the 6'1" seater, number 42, Izzy Heinen. At center for the Warriors, the 6'1" seater, number 44, Ava Brink. At forward for the Tigers, the 6'1" seater, number 44, Mackenzie Simmonsma. The Warriors are coached by Alexander Irvine, Sydney Stapleton, Courtney Whitney, Alicia Hess, Michaela Mayer, and head coach Jamie Parrish. The Tigers are coached by Sarah Miner, Tyann Almer, Skylar Holtrup, Jeremy Noyes, and your head coach, Mr. Cody Kaufman. The officials for tonight's game are Ross Epley, Chad Voskill, and Connor Singhuizen. Serving our athletic training needs tonight is high school trainer Steve Freiberger. And now, fans, make some noise! It's time for Tiger basketball!
Here we go, and we are ready to play basketball here on Tigers Washington Warriors. Nice little commemoration there for Mrs. Hines prior to tip-off. Now we are ready to go. Huron in their home white, orange numbers and letters, orange and black trim. Washington in their home black with orange numbers and letters, orange and white trim. We're orange and black all round here, and the tip is up, controlled by the Huron Tigers as Hilton Hines grabs it, and we are underway. Huron coming towards me here for the first half. Screen set by Simmonsma. They'll lob it to Kenzie. Swing it to Davis. Now in the corner, Hampton Hines. Back in the middle, Simmonsma hard to the hoop. Threw a double team. Had it slapped away out of bounds. Will stay with the Huron Tigers. They'll inbound it right below me to my right. Underneath the basket. Into starting our doubleheader tonight here on girls, followed by boys. Inbounds, three, Hampton Hines. Got it! Bounced on the rim a couple of times. Poetic there. Hampton Hines hits her first shot of the game. It's a three. 3-0 here on Tigers. Now Washington with the ball for the first time as they work the perimeter. Get it off cross court in the corner, Sarda. Trying to get it back to Sarda. Get it back up top. Now Woods. Lob goes baseline to Brink. Sarda now back up top. Drive. Kick out. Open three for Washington in the corner. Answer there for the Warriors. As picking up the three, Grace Peterson. We're tied at three here. 1 minute gone in the ball game. Back comes the Huron Tigers. Hampton Hines out on the right wing. Couple of dribbles. Washington back in a 3-2 zone, it looks like. Left side, Hilton Hines. Back up top, Davis. High post, Simmonsma trying to lob it to Heinen. Not there. Back to Hilton Hines. Hilton double-teamed almost and did travel with it. Or do we have a foul? Not sure what they called there, but it's going to be Washington ball. I'm assuming it was a travel, and the ball turns over to Washington. Claire Woods will bring the ball up, run the offense. Peterson on the right side. Flips the ball in the corner to Natuya. Back in the middle. Here's the lob. High post break. Kick out in the corner. Peterson. She is cut off by Heinen. Washington patient with the set here in the corner. There's an open three. Washington too strong. Offensive board and a foul on Heinen. Brink with the offensive rebound, and she'll get two free throws after the miss there by Benny Natunga. And two free throws coming up for Ava Brink. I believe they said Brink and Peterson are the two returning starters from last year, and Claire Woods played starter minutes but off the bench for the Warriors. Free throw is off the mark. No good for Brink. She'll get one more. One more shot for Ava Brink. And she'll get the second one, and Washington has their first lead at 4-3. Tigers into the half-court offense. Hilton Hines, Simmonsma swings it left side. Davis in the corner. Another three. Hampton Hines. That one off the back of the iron. Offensive board. Simmonsma brings it back down into the corner. Hilton Hines right wing. Simmonsma in the corner. Davis, couple of dribbles, now backs it out. Huron resets the offense. Davis goes low post. Heinen, double team. Simmonsma for three in the corner. No good. Rebound will come out to Natunga. And Washington down the floor. Natunga will slow it up and set it up. Huron in their own 3-2 zone. Fake by Woods. Does the Euro step. Puts it up short. But offensive rebound, Brink. That's two offensive rebounds for Brink here in the first couple minutes of the game. 6-3 lead for Washington. Hampton Hines goes high post. Heinen. Heinen spins hard to the hoop. Banks it in for two. Lizzie Heinen with her first bucket. 6-5 lead Washington. Nearing 5 minutes to go. First quarter. Nakunga has Sarda in the corner. Work the perimeter against the Huron zone. Woods at the top of the key. Lobs in, and Sarda wasn't even looking for it. Sarda was running the baseline. Wasn't even looking for the pass. Turnover gives the ball to the Huron Tigers. Into the game for Washington, Dana Harp, 5'10 sophomore. She had twin sisters that graduated last year and now playing college ball. Hilton Hines into the front court. Dribbles off to the right. Flips on the wing to Davis. Davis a couple of dribbles. High post, Heinen spins, double team, kicked out and threw it away. Going to be picked up by Harp, back the other way. Harp into the front court. Goes baseline Woods, and she's called for the travel. Did kind of a drop step and then started moving forward without putting the ball on the floor. Turnover to the Huron Tigers. Huron subs in for the first time as Allison James into the game for Huron. It's like straight man this trip up the floor by Washington. Huron spreading out the offense. Hampton Hines out just by the spike line for volleyball. James back up top. Flip back to Hilton Hines. Hilton drives the paint, draws contact. She'll go to the free throw line for two. Two shots for Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore. 6'5 Lee Washington. We're early on here in the game. Foul is on Harp. First of the game, either team. First free throw good for Hilton Hines. She's in the scorebook, and we're tied at six. Washington subs in with Tierney Schramm, 5'11 junior. One more shot. Hilton Hines, the sophomore, knocks it down. And here on the lead at 7-6, nearing the halfway point of the first quarter. Into the front court. High post. New girl in there is Kerrigan Hokema, a long shot. Top of the key, good. Peterson drills her second three, this one from the top of the key. Washington goes up 9-7. Kerrigan Harkema into the game for Washington. Didn't see her check in. Davis for three in the corner. In and out. Offensive rebound. Heinen kicks out Hilton Hines for three. Off the back of the rim. Goes to the corner. And Peterson will control. Gets it up to Sarda. Sarda on the push. She'll slow it up. Wait for her teammates as Tigers can't draw there. Low post, Harkema, here's the drive, down the paint, to the hoop, Sarda put it up short, and ball comes off of Sarda, still standing out of bounds. The ball belongs to the Huron Tigers. Tatum Peterson in for the first time for Huron, replacing Allie Davis. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Neither team showing any pressure to this point. Washington was man last possession. Yep, they are still man. I thought they were falling back 3-2 there, but they are man. Hampton 9, screen, 3, is off the mark. Offensive rebound, James. Flips in the middle to Hilton. Hines drives hard. Oh, a nice drive. Couldn't finish it off. Rebound underneath for Isabel Sarda. Good look for Huron. Did not come. Now Washington in the front court inside of 3 minutes to go. First quarter. Warriors up 9-7. Sarda 3, left wing. No good. Rebound. And Heinen grabs it and quickly gets it out to Hampton Hines. Hines up the middle of the floor. Still off the dribble, backs it out, now drives, went into a double team, kick out to Hilton Hines. Hilton cross court, right side, here's the drive, nope. James going to get a screen, nothing there. Drives down the paint, James lost the ball, comes right to Heinen, and she'll get fouled. James lost the ball, but it came right around to Heinen, and Heinen got fouled by Harkema going to the hoop. First foul on Harkema. Two free throws for Lizzie Heinen. Free throw for the 6'1 senior is good. Three for Lizzie. 9-8 Washington. Woods back into the game for Washington, as is Brink. One more shot for Lizzie Heinen. And put it short. Rebound Peterson. Woods will bring the ball up and just trot it up, as we're playing mainly a half-court game on offense, both ends so far. Peterson, left wing, flips in the corner. Inside low post, Brink, an easy hoop went right by James. Brink with 5. Peterson has 6. That's the 11 for Washington. Hitting 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Hilton Hines surveys it way outside. Here comes the screen. Now Peterson pops out to the left side. They leave her alone. Left side in the corner, Hampton Hines. Low post, Heinen. Backs away in on Brink. Back up top, and a travel going to be called on Peterson, trying to make a move there at the top. Simmonsma in, Heinen out for the Tigers with a minute 47 to go. First quarter, 11-8. Washington with the lead. Again, Woods just walks the ball up. It's been strictly a half court game offensively. Left side, Peterson goes inside. Brink again shakes loose, an easy hoop for 2. Brink, 7 points, 3 field goals, point blank under the basket. 13-8 Washington. Huron could use a bucket here with a minute 24 to go. First quarter, down 5. Hilton Hines dribbles off to the right. Cross court, Hampton Hines. Hampton at the top of the key gets a screen. Rolls inside, over through Simmonsma. Nice play. Peterson defensively on the baseline. Throws it up ahead. And a travel going to go. Be called on Washington. Harp was getting the long pass down the floor. Caught it and didn't realize she had Hampton Hines right in front of her. Got whistled for the walk. Turnover back to Huron with a minute 8 to go. First quarter. Quickly Davis and Heinen check in. And the Huron has the starting 5. Back on the floor with 68 seconds to go in the first quarter. Huron student body has the Christmas sweater thing going on. Not a surprise. Hilton Hines has the drive, has a lane, hard to the hoop with the left hand for 2. She got a step on Woods, and Woods never recovered. 4 for Hilton Hines, 13-10. Huron back within 3. Inside of 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Natunga comes left side underneath. They go inside to Brink. Brink on the baseline and tried to throw it across the lane, and she had nobody there. I think she was trying to get it over to Schramm, and Schramm was not in the vicinity. Turnover back to Huron. With 36 seconds to go, about a second and a half between the game clock and the shot clock here at the end of the first quarter. Hilton Hines walking the ball up. Washington still in the man. They start in the zone, but last several trips, they've been in that man-to-man. Hilton Hines has Hampton on the right wing. Hampton guarded out there by Harp. Gets a screen. Hampton on the drive. In the corner, Hilton. Hilton will go baseline, has an open 10-footer, can't get it to go off. It's a rebound. Heinen throws it back to Davis. 6-5 seconds to go. Hampton Hines gets knocked over, tripped over her sister, picked up by Washington, and they won't get a shot off before the end of the first quarter. After one, it's Washington 13 here on 10. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Burnaby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Mom, savings at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deduction. Lease Buick Concourse for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab saves $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months. For 2023's long gone ago, get the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJB.
Start the second quarter, 13-10 Washington. Warriors will have possession to start the second quarter. Washington was 5 of 9 from the field in the first quarter. Huron was 3 of 8. Huron got to the free throw line a couple more times than Washington did. 13-10 Washington, Warriors with the ball to start the second quarter. Woods up top, goes high post, Peterson, nice ball fake, kick back out Sarda. Brink on the baseline, work it back up Sarda, now right side. Swing it Harp in the corner, Woods, back Harp underneath. Look like an extra step, and they call a foul on Huron. Certainly look like a travel from this vantage point. Instead, Washington will go to the free throw line, and I think Coach Kaufman is not happy with the call. Now they're going to wave it off, say it was not in the act of shooting. Peterson checks in for Heinen, who picked up her second foul in the process. Inbounds for Washington on the baseline. Sarda, open three, left wing, in and out. Offensive rebound, Peterson up and in. And that has been the issue for Huron tonight. Way too many offensive rebounds, and Washington's turned just about all of them into points. 15-10 Washington early second quarter. Davis back up top. Hilton Hines. Hilton dribbles off to the left. Couple of dribbles. Back off to the right. Screen from Peterson. In the corner, Hampton Hines. Open three. In and out. Offensive rebound. Simmonsman. She got fouled. I think it looked like one of those calls. Simmonsman with the offensive board tried for the putback. Got hooked on the arm. Almost looked like one of those calls where if she had got the putback, they're going to let it go, but it definitely affected her shot. Two free throws, Simmonsma. First one is good. That's her first point of the game. Foul is on Harp. Harp picks up her second. One team foul apiece here in the second quarter. 15-11 Washington. Free throw pending for Kenzie Simmonsma of Huron. No good on the second free throw. Rebound underneath for Peterson. Woods will bring the ball up, set it up for the Washington Warriors, leading by four, early second quarter. Sarda on the right wing, work the perimeter. Look off to left, there's Peterson. Woods again, top of the key. Woods drives, goes baseline, open 10-footer for Brink, no good. And Tatum Peterson there to grab the rebound. First miss from the field for Brink, first shot she took, that wasn't underneath the basket. Hampton Hines loads up another three. Got it. Second three for Hampton Hines. Huron cuts the lead to one. 15-14. Quick timeout, Washington. 30-second timeout. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
And Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Timeout, Washington, 6:35 to go. First quarter was actually a full timeout. I thought it was a 30. Hey, we can do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Boys lower level scores here on JV, one over Washington. Again, this is boys, 43-33. Sophomore game went to Washington, 58-38. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So Washington a timeout. I imagine Parrish was talking to his girls about you can't let Hampton Hines have that many looks at threes. Washington in the front court. Work the perimeter, Peterson, now Woods in the corner, Sarda. Sarda a couple of dribbles, just working the perimeter against the Huron zone. Now they go high post, Sarda, off balance shot, no good, and Peterson there with another board for Huron. Huron down one, a chance to take the lead here. Nearing 6 minutes to go in the first half. Peterson, trouble with Woods, and Peterson does come out with it. Hampton Hines on the right wing, sealed off, back up top, Hilton Hines. Now Davis. Davis cross court, Hampton Hines three in the corner. No good, but fouled by Sarda, and three free throws on the way for Hampton Hines. Isabel Sarda with her first foul and the second team here in the quarter. And three free throws now for Hampton Hines. Hampton a senior, first free throw is good. Again, just kind of remind you, every game for the time being, rule change here, effective this season. The team fouls reset at the end of each quarter. Second free throw good for Hines. Once you get to five fouls in a quarter, then you shoot double bonus. I believe that's basically the same rule that they have in women's college basketball. The returns have been good on that as well. Third free throw in and out, no good. Two out of three for Hines. Rebound underneath for Harkema, who just checked back into the game. And Warriors in the front court. Natunga back in. Lob pass back to Natunga, top of the key. Left side Woods takes the three, got it. She was wide open. Claire Woods, her first bucket of the game. Washington regains the lead 18-16. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Right side Hampton Hines, couple of dribbles. Now Allie Davis on the wing. Hilton Hines cross court, Washington back in a 2-3 zone. Huron just passing around the perimeter. Hilton Hines, top of the key, flips back to Peterson. Peterson, now Davis, low post. Simmonsma kick back to Hampton Hines. Hines drives, jump stop, open three. Peterson, no good. Was right on line, ball knocked around on the floor, and Woods going to come out with the loose ball. Huron had a shot at it. In the corner, open three, Peterson, she nails it. Grace Peterson, 11 points, 4 of 4 shooting, 3 threes, and Washington quickly up by 5. Timeout here on, 4:48 to go in the first half. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the Huron timeout, Tigers with the ball need a buck again as it's a 6-0 run by Washington on a pair of threes. Hilton Hines for three right wing, too strong, and Natunga with the rebound on the weak side. Natunga up the right side on the drive, stops cross court, has Woods on the left wing. Natunga top of the key. Hart back into the game for Washington. go into the high post. Little turnaround shot off the mark. No good. Another offensive rebound. And just like that, Lizzie Heinen came back into the game and quickly picks up her third personal foul. And she'll come right back to the bench. And Huron giving up way too many offensive rebounds here in the first half. That's why Washington has built this lead. And there's been no answers for Grace Peterson. 11 points, now 12. She's 4 of 4 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Peterson is back in for Huron. One more shot for Peterson. She's just a junior. And knocks them both down, and Washington has their biggest lead of the first half, 7 points at 23-16. Washington sub back in. I believe Sarda came back in for the Warriors. Huron needs a bucket, down 7, hitting the middle point of the second quarter. Hilton Hines drives, draws contact, 2 free throws for Hilton Hines. That foul going to be on Kerrigan Arkema. That'll be her second. And the third team on Washington. 4 points for Hilton Hines. Make it 5 as she bounces in the first free throw. 23-17, Huron back within 6. Ava Brink back into the game for Washington. Second free throw is good. Hit a both. And now subbing in for Washington, Hart back into the game, replacing Woods. 4 minutes to go here in the first half, 23-18. Here I'm back within 5. Washington with possession. Peterson left wing. Ball deflected by Peterson out of bounds. Will stay with Washington. You're not staying in that zone, but boy, they're going to have to spread it out some because Washington has shown they can knock down threes. Harp will inbound it in the corner to Sarda. Sarda back up top. Peterson now in the corner to Schramm. Inside, the ball deflected, but somehow got to Harp and went through 3 different Huron players. I thought Huron's going to at least deflect it. Instead, it got through to Harp, who gets a layup. Washington back up by 7, 25-18. Hilton Hines, cross-court Hampton, deep on the left wing. Hampton, back up top, Hilton Hines. Low post, Simmonsma at the block, backs her way in. Put it up too strong, had the good move, and then what do we have there, a foul on Simmonsma? Yep, it's like a foul on Simmonsma. Kenzie picks up her first. Third team on Huron. 3 team fouls apiece here in the second quarter. And Washington a chance to extend their 7-point lead, which is their largest of the game. Up top, ball deflected by Hilton Hines, right back to Sarda. Washington stays with the offense. Peterson, Harp at the top of the key. Harp comes left, Sarda on the wing. Work the perimeter, Washington being patient. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Free throw line jumper, Peterson, no good. Peterson misses from the first time, but again, Huron can't grab the rebound. Out of bounds, last touched by Huron. And second chance is what's been the issue for Huron. Washington's been getting too many opportunities off offensive rebounds. This isn't officially an offensive rebound, but technically is. Washington gets another shot at the possession. In the corner, open 3 for Harp. Short. Rebound tapped out, picked up by Sarda. No good, and out of bounds, over to Huron. Huron lucky there. Couple of good looks for Washington, and just did not want to go down. Natunga back into the game for Washington. Benny Natunga, Benny's her nickname, her real first name. I'm glad I don't have to attempt pronouncing it. Perry, she said, just say Benny, that's what everybody calls her. 25-18, Huron down 7, good cut. Could use a bucket here just to stay close here before halftime. 2.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Hilton Hines cut off by Sarda. Lost her dribble, gives to Hampton. Hampton spot up 3, right wing short. Rebound, Peterson, a good block out underneath for the Warriors. Peterson, left side Sarda, goes baseline, runs right into Hilton Hines. Offensive foul. Hilton Hines didn't really hold her ground, but she just got to the spot first, and Sarda just blasted into her. I believe that'd be the second foul on Sarda. It is. Fourth team on Washington. Next one puts Huron in the bonus for the rest of the half. 2:12 to go here in the second quarter. Back in for Washington is Tierney Schramm. And Allison James back in for Huron. Screen set, Hilton Hines coming off the rest side. Gives to Hampton. Open three in the corner. Yes! Hampton Hines, her third three of the first half. She has 11. Huron back within four. 25-21. Back door inside, low post, wide open for Schramm, and a late whistle, and a foul going to go on James. Momentum killer there when Washington comes right back and gives themselves a chance for the old-fashioned three. Allison James picks up her first. Now, both teams will be in the bonus for the rest of the first half. Free throw is good for Schramm. That's her first points of the game, and Washington quickly back up by 7, 28-21, minute 43 to go in the first half. Hilton Hines, screen from Simmonsma. Now James in the corner, Hampton Hines. Hampton, back right side, fake by Hilton. Hilton will drive, has a lane off glass for two. Got the shot up before Brink could react to her. 8 for Hilton Hines, and you're on within 5, 28-23 with a minute 20 to go in the first half. Natunga in the corner, Peterson. Natunga works the perimeter. Woods back in, has the ball on the right side. Low post inside Peterson. Easy hoop for two. Again, Huron's had no answers for Grace Peterson. 13 points for Washington. We're inside of a minute to go in the first half. Washington up 30-23. Hilton Hines dribbles, goes in the corner. Hampton Hines trying to use the screen. Circles it back. Davis for three right wing. Air balls it, and Natunga with the rebound for Washington. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Washington up 7 with the ball. Peterson right wing. Flips it in the corner. Schramm. Now Peterson again. Brings it around the perimeter. Natunga open three in the corner. Woods. No good. Offensive rebound again. Schramm had it. Now lost it. And Huron going to come out with the loose ball. Good hustle by Huron as Simmonsma was in on that along with others. Shot clock off, 15 seconds to go, first half. Huron down 7 with the ball. Here's the lob inside to Simmonsma, knocked away by Peterson. Woods has 6 seconds to work with, up the floor. Cut off by Hampton Hines, 3-2. Peterson, 3 at the buzzer, no good. And at halftime, Washington a 7-point lead. Washington 30. Here on 23. Timeout 2 minutes. Then back with halftime on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best value from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
We are back at the Huron Arena. Halftime score for our girls, Washington 30, Huron 23. Remember, the boys' game will follow 15 minutes after the conclusion of this one. And then we're off for Tiger Sports. It'll be about, a week and a half. Next play-by-play will be a week from this coming Tuesday. That'd be January 2nd. Huron boys are at Yankton. And then Huron boys and girls 2 weeks from Saturday at Harrisburg for a doubleheader. So, again, as I said, we do have the holiday break here coming up. Everybody's ready for that. Good crowd here. A lot of alumni are in the arena tonight with kids back off their college break, and welcome them back to the arena. Hey, quick reminder, speaking of alumni, here on All-Stars, here on Hockey Association, having their alumni game Saturday. Anybody who's in town, former All-Star, like to get back on the ice. That'll start at 7 o'clock. Rink will open at 6 o'clock to get some skating in, and that's Saturday night at Bergman. We'll take a two-minute timeout, run down the stats here at the half. Washington leading 30-23. Timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Halftime at the Huron Arena. Huron Tigers, Washington Warriors. Girls game, Washington leading 30-23. Run down of the scoring. Grace Peterson, 15 points in the first half. I had her 5 of 7 from the field and 3 threes. 7 points for Ava Brink. They were all at the first quarter. 3 points, Claire Woods and Tierney Schramm. 2 points for Dana Hart. For Huron, 11 points for Hampton Hines. 3 threes in the first half. Hilton Hines added 8. Lizzie Heinen with 3 and Kenzie Simmonsma with a free throw. Shooting in the first half, I had Washington 11 of 23, about 48%. Tigers were 6 of 17, about 35%. Huron has kept themselves close from the free throw line. They've outscored Washington 9 to 4 from the free throw line. Washington is 4 of 5 shooting free throws. Huron is 9 of 11. And those are the stats here at the half. And Washington leading here on 30-23. We'll take a two-minute timeout and get ready for our second half here with the girls. Boys coming up after 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Ready to go with the second half. Washington 30, Huron 23. Probably the biggest issue that needs to be corrected for the Huron Tigers, blocking out defensively. Washington, way too many offensive rebounds, and just about every one they grabbed, they were able to convert into points. And Huron staying with Washington, but still down seven here at the half. Huron will have possession here to begin the second half, see if they can get something going here. Again, Huron's kept it close. Washington, I believe, number three in the state, if I remember correctly. And still waiting for Coach Parrish to get his girls out. And Huron going away from me, and Washington towards me now for the second half. Hilton Hines will get Huron into the offense here to begin the third quarter. Screen from Heinen out there with three fouls. Bounce pass Hampton Hines. Guarded closely by Woods. Brings it back up top. Almost looks like a box and one here on Hampton Hines. Long three. No good for Davis. Rebound Hampton Hines, and she can't get the put back either on the reverse. And here comes Washington. Ball knocked away. Will stay with Washington. Washington chance to open up their biggest lead of the game. Certainly look like a box and one here to start the second half. Four girls playing a zone, and Woods just chasing Hampton Hines wherever she goes. Inbound, Sarda, wide open three, left wing, too strong. Rebound, Hampton Hines, and a foul going to go on Huron. Hampton Hines gets the rebound, but they're going to call her for a push-off, evidently. First foul on Hampton Hines and takes away a defensive rebound for Huron as well. Inbound, Sarda. Takes a couple of dribbles, come off right side, Peterson. Woods in the corner. Woods back up top. Sarda. Sarda on the wing. Natunga in the corner. Woods back up, Natunga. Right side, Sarda. Washington being patient with this set again. Woods in the corner. Go inside to Brink. Ball on the hip and tied up by Davis. Possession will stay with the Warriors, but they'll have to inbound with 13 seconds on the shot clock, and they lose the arrow. Nice play, Allie Davis. Inbounds by Washington. Trying to post up Brink. Now lob comes up top of the key to Sarda. Sarda drives, splits the double team. Got hammered by Simmons. And two shots on the way for Sarda. Sarda will shoot two. Simmonsma picks up her second foul. Two team fouls already in Huron here in the third quarter, and we haven't played a minute yet. Sarda, free throw is good. Her first point of the game and the largest lead for Washington now at 8, 31-23. You've got to be careful here. Don't let Washington get some space here, but they open up a 9-point lead as Sarda knocks down both free throws, 32-23 Washington, as we hit 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hilton Hines, double screen out there with Heinen and Simmonsma. Hilton gets off to the right, now Hampton on the wing. Hampton brings it back up top. Now it's just a straight zone, it looks like, by Washington. Inside, Heinen goes with the scoop. Nope, has to kick it back out. Hilton Hines will drive, get by Sarda. Scoop shot is short. Rebound, and Sarda takes it away from Hines. We have a jump ball as Simmonsma tied up Sarda. Now, I know I'm wearing the black and orange of Huron and not the black and orange of Washington, but what Sarda just did there looked like pretty much the same thing that Hampton Hines got a foul called on this end. Inbounds, lob comes all the way out. Allie Davis, and she's going to be bumped. There'll be a foul on Benny Natunga, her first. First team on Washington. Natunga picks up her first, and Harp back into the game for Washington. Inbounds up top, Hilton Hines at the key. Looks like straight man here now by Washington. Hampton Hines into the paint, flips back to Hilton. Hilton Hines to the baseline, puts it up short, but draws contact again, and she'll go to the free throw line for two. Two shots for Hilton Hines, has 8 points in the game. Isabel Sarda picks up her third foul. Second team on Washington. Hilton Hines, free throw good. She has nine. Tierney Schramm back in for Washington, and she replaces Sarda on the floor. Second free throw is good. Hilton Hines hits them both. Both Hines girls are in double figures now. 10 for Hilton, 11 for Hampton. 32-25 here. I'm back within seven, and the ball turned over by Washington. Bad pass at the top of the key. Hilton Hines got a hand on the ball, then she got tackled by a Washington player. So a turnover and a foul on Washington. Schramm will pick up the foul, her first, third team on Washington. Here on a chance to cut the gap. Down seven with the ball. 6:13 to go in the third quarter. Hilton Hines flips to Davis on the right wing. Baseline it goes. Low post. Heinen puts it up off glass. Too strong. Got to go up strong on that. Rebound Washington. Here on 0 for 4 from the field here to start the second half. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Washington a weave there up top. Harp. Woods, open three, left elbow, no good. Long rebound comes out to Hampton Hines. Washington 0 for 2 from the field here to start the second half. Hampton Hines three, left side, no good. Rebound Woods. Back comes Washington, cross court, running the four. Schramm to the hoop, count it, she's fouled. Hampton Hines tried to strip her. It caught too much of the arm, and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play again. For Tierney Schramm, Schramm had a old-fashioned three in the second quarter, a chance here now in the third, and Washington back up by nine. Foul number two on Hampton Hines. Tatum Peterson back in for Huron as the free throw good for Schramm. And Washington, their biggest lead of the game, 35-25, 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hilton Hines, left side, Peterson, working against that Washington zone. Bounce pass, Simmonsma, flip it right side. Wide open three, Hilton Hines, way short. Rebound comes out long. Mackenzie Simmonsma loses it out of bounds. They're going to call a foul on her. Nope, they're just going to call it out of bounds off of her. They did have a big crash going after the loose ball. Here on now 0 for 6 from the field here to start the second half. Peterson back into the game for Washington. Warriors up 10, looking to extend the lead here with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Peterson Reverse and right side. Harp kicks out in the corner. Natunga. Peterson back in the corner. Open three. It's short. Rebound straight down to Heinen. Here I'm probably lucky they're only down 10 as Washington hasn't been shooting the ball well either to start the second half. Hilton Hines or Hampton Hines. She'll drive, get by Natunga, and a hand check call going to go on Natunga. Too bad because Hampton made the shot after the whistle. Benny Natunga picks up her second. Fourth team on Washington. Next one puts Huron in the bonus, and we still have 4:41 to go in the third quarter. Peterson will inbound up top. Hilton Hines. Left side, Heinen comes outside. Now Hampton back up top of the key. Hampton gets a screen from Heinen, tried to roll. Heinen was open. Drive Hilton. Hines goes up with the left hand. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Heinen misses the bunny. Again, great look there on both shots, and Huron can't get him to drop. Rebound Washington, still up 10. Natunga on the left wing, works the perimeter. Right side, they'll go inside low post. Peterson, she's fouled by Heinen. That's number 4. Good bow movement by Washington. That opened it up for Peterson on the post up. She'll get 2. Heinen picks up her 4th foul. Both teams will be in the bonus for the rest of the third quarter. 4:09 to go here in the second. Free throw is good for Peterson. Lead up to 11. Peterson 16 points, her first score here of the second half. We've only had one field goal made between the two teams. Here in the third quarter, the rest of the scoring has been from the free throw line. Both free throws good, 17 for Grace Peterson. And Washington gets the lead up to a dozen, 37-25. Huron really needs a bucket. Hilton Hines in the front court, and we have a whistle and a timeout here on. 4:01 to go, third quarter, 37-25 Washington. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Sports fans. A heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle team classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the Huron Arena, I'm Jeff Duffy. Third quarter, Washington opening up the lead here now at 37-25. Both teams struggling shooting the ball. Hilton Hines dribbles to the right wing. Cross-court pass, dangerous. Got it to Hampton. Hampton, though, cannot set up the three. Hilton in the paint, down the lane, blocked. Nice defensive play by Woods. Huron continues to struggle scoring the ball. In the front court, Harp goes inside, low post, and another foul on Huron. This one on Peterson as Washington pounds it down low. And Huron might catch a break here, or are they going to give? I thought they were going to say she was on the floor. Oh, they are going to give her 2 shots. I thought they were saying the foul came before the shot. First foul on Tatum Peterson. Free throw good. Rava Brink, she's got 8. We've had one field goal made between the two teams here in the third quarter, but Washington slowly pulling away. Both free throws good. Washington up 14, 39-25. Washington 1 of 4 from the field. Huron is 0 of 9 from the field, but Washington has went 7 of 7 on free throws here in the third quarter. Davis on the right wing, flips to Hines, Hampton. Open three, right wing, airballed it. Offensive rebound, Peterson gets it back to Hilton, and then she has the ball deflected, stolen, and we're coming back this way. Woods going down for the layup, and we're going to call a foul on who? And they're going to call. They called that on Huron. My goodness. Davis was being screened away by a Washington player trying to catch up to the ball. And, boy, I just can't. Huron has been called for that. And Cody Kaufman is giving an earful to the official. Free throw is good for Harp. Woods. She'll get one more. Davis picks up her first. Davis was actually behind the play. Second free throw good. It's 41-25. Washington up by 16. But again, Davis was coming down the floor. There was a Washington player getting in front of her. Hilton Hines drives to the hoop for two. Hilton Hines with the bucket. First field goal of the third quarter for Huron. I believe it was Brookings where we had a Huron girl get called for doing that same thing, screening a girl off who was trying to catch somebody, trying to shoot a layup. Ball in, and Allison James comes around, knocks it away as Washington, again, is working the ball around the perimeter and trying to finish it underneath. Now, the thing is, they called that foul before Washington could make the layup, so from that standpoint, I guess they got their 2 points one way or another. Washington on the inbounds. Lob comes to Sarda in the corner. Three for Woods is short, long rebound, and nobody went after it, but Hampton Hines able to get it off the deflection. Into the front court, Huron down 14. Need to get some point production going. Right side, Davis isolated on the wing. She'll start to drive, now back it out. Need some help. We'll feed it into Simmonsma, low post, lean in, fouled, and two shots coming up for Kenzie Simmonsma. Both teams have been able to get to the free throw line tonight. Both teams are in the bonus. We still have 2:21 to go in the third quarter now. This would have been two shots for Simmonsma anyway. First free throw. No good. She'll get one more. Natunga back into the game for Washington along with Schramm. Sarda and Harp come off. One more shot for Kenzie Simmonsma. Yuppers gets the second one. And Huron within 13, 41-28. Huron stays in that 3-2 zone. Huron really hasn't pressed tonight. Inside, low post, and another foul going to go on Davis, trying to help out as they posted up Brink underneath, and Brink will get two shots. Thinking here, Cody Kaufman in the background yelling Sooner. Davis did what she was supposed to, but just didn't get there in time. Brink, free throw is good in Washington. Let me see if I can count this up real quick. I have them 8 for 8 from the free throw line. Second free throw is good. Make that 11 of 11 from the free throw line. 11 of Washington's 13 points have come from the free throw line. They're back up by 15 as we hit 2 minutes to go. Third quarter, Hilton Hines into the paint, through the double team, banks it in. Hilton Hines, last two buckets for Huron, both by driving the basket and getting to the hoop. 43-30, Washington up by 13. Minute 45 to go, third quarter. Pass, and oh, Washington fortunate to get it. Peterson, a nice recovery. Shot corner lane, Schramm up, no good. Offensive rebound to Tunga. Ball deflected on the floor, and Washington somehow comes out. Peterson for three, no good. Rebound, and Simmonsma gets the rebound and was fouled in the process. Will go down and shoot some here on Tiger free throws. I believe this will be Simmonsma again. And neither team is able to make anything from the outside, or from the field, I should say. Two free throws again for Simmonsma. Here on down 13, minute 31 to go, third quarter. First free throw short, no good. 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. One more shot for Kenzie Simmonsma. Falls on Claire Woods, her first. Second shot for Simmonsma, way off the mark, and I don't think it drew iron. It did not. 0 for 2 from the line that time, and Washington will get the ball as we're down to 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Washington up 13. Harp flips to Peterson on the left wing. Work it back around the perimeter. High post. Sarda back up front. Schramm. Bounce pass. Here's the drive of Woods. Kick it out to Sarda. Sarda back up top of the key. Washington resets the offense. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Looking inside to Brink. Not there. Sarda drifts off left. Schramm. High post. Peterson. Ball knocked away on the floor. Jump ball. Possession will stay with Washington. And they have 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Good defense that time for Huron. 3 seconds on the shot clock, so Washington has to come up with a play where you shoot quick, obviously. Inbounds comes right underneath the Peterson, who puts it up with the left hand for two. Right at the block, Peterson gets the second field goal of the third quarter for Washington. They're up by 15, 45-30. Hilton Hines looks to the left, Hampton there, Sid comes right to Davis, low post. Simmonsma against Brink, up too strong, rebound Washington. Into the front court, Sarda on the left wing, about 2 seconds difference, game clock, shot clock, open three, right wing, in and out, no good, Brink with the rebound, then lost it, will stay with Washington, missed there was by Harp. Tatum Peterson going to check in, replace Simmonsma, don't want Simmonsma to pick up a silly third foul here with 23 seconds to go in the third. Shot clock is off as Washington will inbound. Right below me. Pass it in the corner. Schramm. Schramm up top off the foot of Peterson, but right back to Schramm. Lob in, low post, and inside, and shot up. No good. Good movement underneath there. Brink hit Schramm, cutting to the basket. Schramm will shoot two. Allie Davis with the foul, her third. 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tierney Schramm at the line to shoot two and misses the first one. That breaks the run. Washington had hit 11 free throws in a row here in the third quarter before that miss. Kerrigan Harkema into the game, junior for Washington. To play out these final 15 seconds, second free throw good. Washington stretches the lead to 16, biggest of the game. 46-30 with 15 seconds to go. Hilton Hines drives, cut off, back up to Hampton. Hands it off to Hilton, resets the offense, 7 seconds to go. Bounce pass, Brink on the right side, 5-4. Here's Hampton Hines on the post up, draws some contact, banks it up and in, no good, and that will end the third quarter. A lot of contact, no call, we head to the fourth. Washington 46, here on 30. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deduction. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab saves $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months. 2023 all want to go. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Head of the fourth quarter. Neither team shot the ball well, but the difference was at the free throw line, where Washington outscored Huron by 9 in the third quarter. Lead by 16 here, starting the fourth. Huron with the ball first. Peterson up top. Washington back in their zone. Hampton Hines on the right wing. Now Hilton comes to the left side of the corner. Davis. Davis into the paint. Kick out three for James. No good. Rebound Davis. Her putback won't go. And then Peterson had the rebound taken away from her. And then we end up with a jump ball. Good hustle by Peterson as she tied up Harkema after the fact. It'll still be Washington ball on the possession arrow. Just started the fourth quarter. Washington has taken control up 46-30. Washington scored 16 points in the third quarter. 12 came from the free throw line. Warriors will set it up here on stays in that spread out 3-2 zone. Harkema in the corner. Ball deflected out of bounds by Hampton Hines. Heinen and Simmonsma check back in for Huron as Peterson and Janes come off. Huron as their starting five back on the floor. Early fourth quarter, Washington up by 16. They just slowly but surely pulled away here. Worked the perimeter up top Sarda. Washington being patient, looking for that good shot, and they've been to the free throw line a lot here in the second half. Here's the lob in. Harkema, low post, puts it up over the double team. No good. Hampton Hines grabs the rebound. Hampton will get it into the front court, slow it up, set it up at the top of the key. Left side, Hilton Hines. Hilton gets a screen, free throw line. Kick out right side to Davis. Davis, couple of dribbles, back up top, Hampton Hines. Hampton drifts off to the left in the corner. James or Hilton Hines for a three, too strong. Rebound, Heinen, and she'll be fouled and go to the free throw line. Air ball by Hilton Hines, but came right as if it were a pass to Lizzie Heinen. Heinen will shoot two. Isabel Sarda picks up the foul. That'll be her, however, for four. They only have two up there. Something's off. First free throw good for Lizzie Heinen. She has four, but that's her first point since the first quarter. 46-31. Schramm back into the game for Washington. Second free throw is short, no good. Huron only making about half their free throws here in the second half. That's not helping. Now we're still at 46-30. They haven't put a point up there for Heinen making the free throw. In the corner, ball deflected by Hilton Hines on the floor, and last touch by Hilton as Peterson hit the deck. Now they have put the point on the scoreboard, and Washington wants a timeout. 6:21 to go in the game. Washington 46 here on 31. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
6:21 to go in the game. Washington 46, Huron 31. Parrish uses his second timeout on that Washington bench. Warriors looking to inbound from the baseline. Lob comes out to Harp in the corner. Open three for Woods. Yes. Woods calmly knocks down the three, her second of the night. She's got eight. 49-31, Washington increases the lead to 18. Left side, Allie Davis. Flips back, open three, Hampton Hines, no good. Offensive rebound, Hilton, hard to the hoop, can't get the put back. Ball on the floor, picked up by Hampton. And another chance here for Huron. Allie Davis, right side, Hilton, almost traveled. Washington wanted the call. Hampton Hines, top of the key, here's Hilton on the left. Cut off by Woods. Goes inside to Heinen at the block to the hoop, short. Rebound, and that'll be a foul on Simmonsma on the push-off. Going after the rebound, Simmonsma, I believe that's her third foul. One team foul apiece here in the fourth quarter. 5:36 to go in the game, and Washington up 49-31. Neither team has pressed in the backcourt at all tonight. Not even a half-court trap. Up top, Peterson, reverse it right side, ball deflected out of bounds by Hampton Hines. And the inbound for Washington. Woods gets the Warriors into the offense, just backs it out. Comes off left side in the corner to Schramm. They reverse it, Harp, top of the key. Harp comes back to her left on the dribble. Now flips back up top. Woods. Woods looking at the high post. Goes baseline. Pass cross court. Nice ball movement. Brink, though, can't get the shot. And on the rebound, a foul going to go on Huron again. Huron just giving up way too many offensive boards. There's another one with Hart a chance to earn the points from the free throw line. Again, the second half has not been pretty by any means offensively. First free throw good for Harp. Washington was 2 of 9 from the field in the third quarter. Here on 2 of 13, but Washington has made their free throws. Washington was 12 of 13 from the free throw line in the third quarter. Here on 3 of 6, so a 9-point differential just on free throws in the third quarter for Washington, and both free throws good. For Dana Hart, the lead is 20-51-31 inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. Hilton Hines drifts off to the right, gets a screen from Heinen, left side Hampton Hines. Hampton will drive, scoop is partially blocked, look like saved in right to Hampton. She'll go back to the hoop for two. Hampton just stayed there, and, well, it paid off as the save came right into her. She gets the layup. There's a kick by Hampton Hines. Been able to get a hand or a foot on a lot of those passes around the perimeter by Washington. 51-33, Washington up 8. They go inside, a little jump hook, no good by Brink. Rebound by Hampton Hines. Left side Hilton. Hilton will go baseline, shoots over the double team, no good. Offensive rebound, Heinen slaps it out to Hampton Hines. Now Hilton will reset the offense, go into Heinen, and she's going to be fouled from behind by Brink. Being out of bounds play on the baseline as we're down to 4:14 to go in the game. Brink, that's her first personal inside, wide open, and kind of the sucker play there. Hampton Hines was right behind Schramm. Schramm didn't know she was there. Hampton, though, couldn't make the shot as she was fouled, and a pair of shots coming up, free throws for Hampton Hines. Free throw is good for Hampton. She has 14. Her sister Hilton has 14. It's 28 of the 34 for Huron. One more shot for Hampton Hines. Got them both. 51-35. The lead 16 for Washington. We're down to 4:08 to go in the game. Warriors in the front court. Peterson up top. Reverse it in the corner, Woods. Woods double team there, able to dribble out of it. Now splits a double team, left her feet. Peterson three at the key, good. Boy, Grace Peterson, there's been no answer for her tonight. She's got 22 points to lead all scorers and shooting well over 50% from the field. Hilton Hines drives and a blocking foul going to go on Dana Harp. That'll be her third, fourth team on Washington. Toronto will be in the bonus the rest of the game now on the next infraction by the Warriors. Comes up top, Hampton, or Hilton Hines, Heinen at the top of the key. In the corner, Allie Davis. Davis works to the lane outside, three for Hampton Hines, got it. Sarda gave her the shot, she took it. Hampton Hines, a deep three, and a timeout here on Tigers. 3:29 to go. 54-38, Washington leads by 16. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the Huron timeout, Washington on the attack, up by 16, cross court in the corner, Harp, and did she travel? She did. Washington was trying to quicken up the pace of their offense, and Harp just played a little too fast, turns it over back to Huron. Huron within 16, and they've scored the last couple of baskets here, I think last 4 points. Drive by Hilton Hines into the paint, 10-footer for two. Hilton Hines, her first bucket of the fourth quarter. She's got 16. Huron cuts the lead to 14. It was 20 at one point. Inside of 3 minutes to go in the game. High post. They turn it around in the corner. Brink gets it to Peterson. Now Sarda. Feed it high post. Harp. Baseline drive. And that's going to be a shove out by Simmonsma. Wood started to drive. And Kinsey Simmonsma just shoved her out of bounds, basically. Simmonsma picks up her fourth. So both Heinen, oh, that's her fifth, okay. Simmonsma is fouled out of the game. She scored 2 points and leaves with 2:43 to go in the game. Tatum Peterson back in for Huron. Lob comes all the way up top. In the corner, there's Woods, an open three. Baseline, it's good. Claire Woods with the bucket, three threes on the night, 11 points. 57-40, Washington gets the lead back to 17, 2.5 minutes to go. On the baseline, Davis, low post, Heinen, she's going to be fouled from behind. Peterson, that was kind of a silly foul because he weren't. The only thing that was going to come out of that was a foul. Peterson, though, just her first, and two free throws on the way for Lizzie Heinen. Heinen with 4 points in the game. She's 2 of 4 from the free throw line. First free throw is good. Gives Lizzie 5 and one more free throw coming. 57-41 Washington, 2:26 to go. Heinen's second free throw is no good. Rebound Peterson underneath. Huron only hitting about 50% of their free throws here in the second half. Peterson gives in the corner, Harp, double team, brings it back up top, another timeout Washington. Timeout Washington, 2:16 to go. They lead 57-41. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJB.
2:16 to go in the game. Washington 57, Huron 41. Washington works the perimeter against the Huron zone. Up top, reversing the corner. There's Woods. Will drive baseline. Kick back out. Nobody there. Throw it right to Hilton Hines. Hilton with the steal, but has to slow it up as Washington back defensively. Flips to Hampton. Hines on the left side gets a screen at the key. Right side, Hilton. Hines, long three. Hampton is good. Right side released it over Sarda. Hampton Hines with 21 points. Huron within 13. Minute 40 to go in the game. Huron trying to make some noise here late. Those missed free throws really coming into play now. Washington working the perimeter against the zone. Feed it high post, Peterson. Back up top, Harp. Now Peterson, free throw line, back door open, blocked by Heinen, but Heinen can't grab the loose ball. It was a back door play to Woods, well played by Heinen, who blocked it, but then couldn't quite grab the ball. Heinen out there with four fouls, too, I believe. Inbounds for Washington on the baseline. We'll go in the corner. Sarda for three, airballs it. Rebound, though, Woods, another offensive board Woods triple team, gets it to Sarda. 5 seconds on the shot clock. 3-4, Harp is good. Shot clock running down, and Dana Harp nails the three. And there's points off another offensive rebound with a minute to go in the game, and Washington on their way to the victory. Up 60-44, Hampton Hines. Baseline cut off by the double team. Back in the middle, Hilton Hines, and she gets bowled over by Harp. Harp will pick up her fourth, and Hilton Hines will get two. 54 seconds to go in the game. Washington looking to move to 3-1 on the season. Huron will drop to a 2-6. Free throw for Hilton is in and out, no good. And into the game, back in is Benny Natunga for Washington. And in for the first time for Washington is Boy Luwal. Now Huron going to come in with some fresh players. Second free throw is good, and Hilton Hines gets the back end. And the Hines sisters will come off to a standing ovation. Heroic play tonight, just less than 48 hours since their mother died. Play of the game tonight, and now I'm sure the emotions really come pouring out for the Hines girls. Good to see Warriors and Tigers both up. Standing ovation for the Hines girls. We play out the final 50 seconds. Into the game for Huron is Jaylee Noyes along with Tatum Peterson. Work the perimeter in the corner. Almost a foul there by Peterson. Peterson will go inside. There's Peterson on each side. Shot up, no good, and rebound. And Luwal going to pick it up. Still rolling around. Finally picked up in the corner by Washington. Luwal gets the ball underneath, gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line for two. Boy Luwal just into the game. She'll get a pair of free throws here. 25 seconds to go in the game, and Huron going to empty the rest of the bench. Kiki Eaglestar into the game for Huron. Boy Luwal hits the free throw. She's got a point. And Peterson, Heinen, and Davis come off. So Maddie Juergens in. Chloe Carr in the game. Jane's back in. Second free throw, no good. Chloe Carr grabs the rebound for Huron. 22 seconds to go. The shot clock is off. Right side. Baseline ball deflected. No, thrown away. I thought it was deflected by Washington. But out of bounds, and Washington will probably just dribble out the clock here with 14 seconds to go. 7 seconds to go, and Washington just going to let the clock roll, and that will get us to the end of the game. The final, Washington 61, Huron 45. 2 minute timeout. We'll do a very quick Gary's Auto Glass post game, and then get to the pregame for the boys. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen and Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a Dilly Bar, Hot Fudge Sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats. Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Gary's Del Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Dell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars, trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary's Del Auto Glass does chip repair, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary's Del Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Dell Auto Glass. Here's voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Back here with a very quick Gary Dell Auto Glass post-game from the Huron Arena. Washington wins the girls' game by a score of 61-45. Washington now 3-1 on the season. Huron drops to 2-4. For Washington, 22 points for Grace Peterson, 11 apiece for Claire Woods and Ava Brink. 7 points apiece, Dana Harp, Tierney Schramm. 2 for Isabel Sarda and a free throw for Boy Leal. For the Huron Tigers, 21 points for Hampton Hines, 17 for Hilton Hines, 5 for Lizzie Heinen and 2 for Kenzie Simmonsma. For the game shooting, Huron went 12 of 42, and I didn't do the arithmetic, but that's not a good percentage. Washington went 17 of 41. Neither team shot the ball well in the second half. Huron shot 24% in the second half, Washington 33. But really, the third quarter free throw shooting might have been the difference in the game. I was a little surprised that Washington only outscored Huron by 2 at the free throw line for the game. Washington 19 of 22, Huron 17 of 25. But Washington 12 of 13 in the third quarter shooting free throws. And they outscored Huron by 9 in the third quarter just from the free throw line. And that was the biggest difference in this game as Washington built the lead there in the third quarter, led by 7.5, led by 16 in the third, and went on to the 61-45 win over the Tigers. First National Bank players of the game, the Sisters Hilton, which I decided this morning before anything even happened, before the game even happened, they are sharing the First National Bank player of the game tonight. We will visit with head coach Cody Kaufman here later at halftime in the boys' game. So the boys' game is next. Washington 1-2, here on 3-1. Talk to both coaches, Jeff Tobin of Washington, Tim Budnagan, head coach of our Huron Tigers. Those interviews coming up after this timeout. 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsaucer with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford
Jeff Tobin in 3, 2, and 1.
Consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Get set for our boys' half of the doubleheader now as Washington visits our Huron Tigers. Jeff Tobin, head coach of Washington. They come in with a record of 1-2 on the season. And, coach, some teams start over every once in a while. You're completely starting over. Really no significant varsity guys back.
Yeah, no, we've graduated 8 seniors from last year, and off of that team, we've got one junior that played some meaningful minutes down the stretch for us last year, but we We calculated our total minutes from last year for our team, and we've got 1.5% of those minutes back from varsity minutes last year. So, you know, we've got new faces. We've got new people filling in new roles that we're excited about, some youngsters getting some chances, and every game's kind of an adventure at this point.
You know, and that's the thing, too. Right now, you're looking for that scouting report on Washington more or less than any of your opponents.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're trying to focus on who we're playing, but we're also focused on what we have to show up and do each game, too, to compete and fill roles and find some things that will work. So it's every day in practice, it's trying to compete against ourselves and then go take the same thing we see in practice on the road.
And what style of this team? I see outside of a 6'6 guy, you don't have a ton of height.
Yeah, no, we're not overly tall. You know, we're trying to just play good team basketball for now, trying to move it, trying to get ball reversals, you know, penetrate lanes when they're there, and trying to make some shots on top of it. And then, you know, we keep telling them defensively we have to be good enough to stay in ball games. So that's really the focus right now.
And scouting report on the Huron Tigers, they come in 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. They're young, too. They've got some young talent. So we have to make sure that we do the job on those guys and find a way to make things hard at least. And the biggest thing for us, we just keep saying show up and compete.
Jeff Tobin, head coach of Washington. 1 minute timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Here goes Bud in 3,
the
2,
Northeast
and
Center
1.
For Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Continue our pregame towards the start of our boys' half of the doubleheader. Huron Tigers hosting the Washington Warriors. Tim Buddenhagen, head coach of Huron, joins us here. Huron comes in with a record of 3-1, a sweep of the Rapid City schools this past weekend. And coach got a few things figured out, it looked like there. But again, at the end of the day, defense is carrying December.
Yeah, it is. You know, we haven't shot the ball very well thus far in the before Christmas break. So we got to continue to win games with hard work, defense, rebounding. Limit our turnovers, get the maximum amount of possessions as we can, because if you're struggling to score more possessions, hopefully more points that you can accumulate. But you're right, our defense has got to ignite our offense.
And Washington comes in, and, well, that's kind of how they're playing right now. They're relying on their defense to keep them in games. They're very inexperienced.
Yeah, they're a blue-collar team. They just work hard. They get after you. They get on the boards. They try to turn you over as much as they can, and once they miss or we miss, they're out and they're in transition. So we got to make sure that we get back, set up our defense, make sure that we don't give them anything easy to begin with, make sure every shot's a tough shot, try to shrink the basket as much as possible tonight.
And finally, 3-1 with 3 wins in a row here. Feeling pretty good. Bottom line is kids sure are thinking, you know, we can't let down. We got to keep moving in the right direction.
That's what I'm hoping they're thinking. You just never know, but that's what we're hoping. I'm hoping that we come out, we're ready to roll, that we're the most competitive team on the floor tonight. We're moving the basketball. They do a really nice job of getting into you defensively, so we got to do some side screening because then they'll run right into the screens, down screens. You can see coming. They're good at getting away from those. So we're going to try to do the side screen action a little bit more, get a guy on the post, back screen, try to open it up inside out and then go from there.
Tim Buddenhagen, head coach of the Tigers. Starting lineups coming up. 1 minute timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bob Schrader at Olympic
Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deductions. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 Crew Cab saves $5,881. GMC 1500 Crew Cab Denali now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months.
Replace walls on the go.
Get the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We're back at the arena. I'm Jeff Duffy getting set for our boys matchup now. Huron Tigers, Washington Warriors. Again, the girls game goes to Washington. Took the lead in the first couple minutes of the game, went on to a 61-47 win. Halftime scores, Yankton 25, Aberdeen 22. Rapid City Stevens 27, Spearfish 26. That's all I have for AA girls scores. AA boys, halftime, Aberdeen 22, Yankton 19, and no other scores in at this time. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back, starting lineups, and we'll get this boys matchup underway. 1 or 2 minutes, two on Dakota Sports.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season, Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson, Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1535 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, vinyl graphics, and tops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're listening to Huron Tigers, Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, we move on to the boys game. Huron Tigers, Washington Warriors. Washington comes in with a record of 1-2. Their head coach is Jeff Tobin. Here's how they will start. Samuel Baskin is a 6'1 junior. Thomas Hoffman, a 6'2 junior. Brennan Burhe, a 6'1 junior. Lucas Johnson, a 6'6 junior. Nathan Brooks, a 6-foot senior. Washington comes in with a record of 1-2. For the Huron Tigers, head coach Tim Buttnick, a record of 3-1. Trace Wentz gets his first varsity start tonight. He's a 6'1 junior. Gavin Moding, a 6-foot senior. C.J. Ganey, a 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, a 6'8 sophomore. And Anderson Horish, a 6'3 freshman. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game today, Jeff Schrader, Jordan Gow, and Darren Berg. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. And already I'm pretty sure we don't have that officiating crew, at least one, because I do see Ryan Walter, the old Iroquois chief, on the floor, and I think he is part of the officiating crew, so we'll see what the when they announce it over the PA, which you can hear in the background. They're doing the spotlight fanfare introductions tonight. And getting the last ones out there. We'll be ready to tip off shortly. Just trying to hear who the officials are for sure. Well, I guess it isn't Ryan Walter out there. It looks like Ryan Walter. Well, we have three officials out there, and that's the main thing, and we are ready to play basketball. Tigers in their home white, orange numbers and letters, orange and black trim. Washington in their road black with orange numbers and letters, orange and white trim. Jumping at center, Lucas Johnson for Washington. Blake Elwine for the Huron Tigers. Ball is tossed up. Now, the tip controlled by Gavin Moding and the Huron Tigers. We are underway here at the arena, game two of the doubleheader. Wins on the right side, up top Porish, left side, and through the hands of C.J. Gainey. 11 seconds in, a quick turnover by Huron. Gives the ball back to, or gives the ball for the first time, to the Washington Warriors. Warriors working against the Huron trap. They get it across to Burhe. Now the drive baseline. Hoffman takes it in for the layup. Took the baseline away. And takes it in for the layup. And Washington on the board first. 2-0. Gainey on the left wing. Reverse it right side. Three for Trace. Wins! Got it. Wins! Delivers the three to start off the scoring for Huron. 3-2 lead. Huron Tigers into the front court. Hoffman throws it away. Threw it right to Wins in the middle of the lane. Up the floor, Elwine. Elwine off the dribble, goes with the scoop, too strong, and the rebound for Verhe. Back comes Washington, left side Brooks, lobs it up top Hoffman. Hoffman takes the three, no good. Rebound by Anderson Porish. Here on in the front court, Porish top of the key, pulls up, 17-footer, back of the rim, no good. Quick shot and out for Huron, and Washington has the board. Fast. Hoffman will just walk it up. Now flip it back up top. Brooks off to the right side. Burhe. Burhe will drive. Kick out in the corner. Hoffman three. In and out. Rebound tipped out and slapped and finally controlled by Elwine. Elwine in the front court. Blake stops on the wing. Fires it cross court to Gainey. Gainey can't get the shot off. Moding top of the key. Moding will reset the offense. Holds the ball at the top, lob it to Elwine. Elwine will slide in, double team, banks it in, rolls around the rim. Finally dropped through. Elwine with his first bucket. Here on up 5-2, 2 minutes gone here in the ball game. Overhand pass, they get it up ahead to Brooks. He'll stop and pop, free throw line is good. Aiden Brooks got the bucket. C.J. Gainey about got the steal on that press, but Brooks just stayed with it. He knew he didn't have a defender on him. And made the wide open 15-footer. Another three for Wins, right elbow. That one short. And the rebound for Burhe. Washington a chance to regain the lead here early on. Drive baseline Brooks and threw it away. Wins with his second steal here early on. Moding into the front court. Dribbles up off to the right side. Flips back to Porish on the wing. Fakes. Drives. Goes all the way. Reverse layup. Too strong. Rebound, and Porish got himself back in. And offensive foul on Porish. As Verhe draws the charge, Porish with the charge. First foul of the game. And first subs of the game come in as Colt McNeil is in for the Huron Tigers. And checking in for Sioux Falls, Washington, is Jace Woods. He's a 6'3 sophomore. Huron shows the trap in the backcourt. Burhey, now Hoffman. Hoffman still in the backcourt. Throws in the middle. Nice pass, Johnson. He'll drive. Feed in the corner. Open three. Rolls in. Got the shooter's roll. Samuel Baskin with the three. Washington up 7-5. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Porish at the top of the key. Left side. Drive by McNeil. Bounce pass. Elwine. Step back three. Too strong. Ball ricochets out. Picked up by Moding. He'll feed Porish on the baseline. Anderson to the block. Had it blocked, but it comes right back with it. Porish holds the ball and resets it. Left side Moding in the corner. Gainey. He wants three, and Antti overs it. But Elwine with the rebound, and a foul going to go on Washington. Huron not making shots, but Washington not rebounding the ball. Trying to catch up on my shot chart after all that. Burhey with the foul. First of the game against Washington. Huron will run the out-of-bounds on the baseline below me with McNeil. McNeil lobs it all the way out, goes into the backcourt, and Elwine had to save it from going out of bounds. He was a little too nonchalant, but he does bring the ball up. Elwine dribbles off to the left, still on the drive to the block. Scoop shot no good. Kind of looked like a George Gervin move there, but didn't make the shot. Back comes Washington up two here early on. 4:13 to go, first quarter. Hoffman steps in, pulls up, 10-footer, no good. Porish has the rebound. Porish will push himself, coming up the middle of the floor. Free throw line, backs his way into the block, cut off, double team, Moding back up top. McNeil left side, he wants three, no good. Huron launching a lot of threes here early on. And we have a double dribble on Washington, didn't see it. I was looking at my shot chart, Gavin Moding got in there and forced the turnover as Washington was bringing the ball up. Turnover gives the ball back to the Huron Tigers. Carson Evans in for the first time as Moding comes off for the Tigers. 7-5, Washington leading midway through the first quarter. McNeil dribbles up right side. There's Porish. Porish, corner of the lane. McNeil right side trying to post up Elwine. Back up top, reverse it left side to Evans. Evans around the perimeter, now Porish. Deep three, Anderson knocks it down. Anderson Porish knocks down a deep three, and Huron up 8-7. 3:27 to go, first quarter. And Huron showing the trap. Washington breaks it. They go into the front court with Aiden Schilling, who just came in. Schilling on the left wing. Work the perimeter. Back up top, it comes Baskin. Baskin will drive into the paint. Come baseline underneath, wide open, but a layup miss. Second rebound, second shot blocked. Wide open shot for Schilling. Missed the first one. Second one was blocked by Evans. But Washington still has the ball as they get the offensive rebound there, but missed a layup. Warriors will inbound it far into the floor as we hit 3 minutes to go in the first quarter once the ball is inbounded. In the corner, it goes to Johnson. Lucas back up top left side, Schilling. Schilling resets. Right side, drive by Jace Woods, who's in the game. Now Johnson way outside, flips in the corner. Woods again, brings it back up top. Washington really struggling just to get to the flow here. Here's the drive. Back door, nice pass, but another missed layup by Schilling. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound Porish into the front court, McNeil. McNeil trying to drive, had the ball stripped off his hip. Out of bounds, turnover to Washington. Neither team playing very crisp basketball here to start things off. Moding and Wins back in as Gainey and McNeil come off. In Huron showing the trap. Bounce pass left side, Hoffman back in. Hoffman cross court, almost deflected by Huron. Washington gets it into the front court. They'll set things up. Schilling at the top of the key. Left side, Woods. Woods isolated out there with Evans. Now he's double-teamed, flips back to Johnson. In the corner, Hoffman with the ball. Hoffman will go baseline. Shoot blocked by Elwine. He challenged Elwine. Elwine got the block. Huron into the front court, but the ball knocked away out of bounds and will stay with Huron. Kind of a careless pass there by Moding, but Huron got away with it, and they'll inbound it. Both teams, again, just not playing sharp on offense. Too many turnovers here on leading 8-7 inside of 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Pass comes all the way out to Porish. Anderson flips to Moding, isolated on the right side against Hoffman. He'll go baseline, nothing there. Wins up top, Porish, left side, Evans. Evans uses a screen, has the ball picked away and stolen by Woods. Woods into the front court. He'll hold it up, wait for his teammates. Schilling goes back up top. Hoffman sets the offense, pats the head, dribbles off to the left, back up top. Johnson thought about the three. Hoffman, free throw line, kick out in the corner. Schilling almost stepped on the baseline, almost lost the ball. Evans in his grill. Finally, wraparound pass goes to Hoffman. Three right wing is good. Hoffman drains a three. Washington goes up 10-8. Minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Moding into the front court. Evans on the left wing. Carson will drive. Scoop shot is blocked by Johnson. He's going back the other way. Porish after him, but he'll take it in for the layup. Johnson made the defensive play and then goes down and gets the layup off his play. Washington up 12-8. 52 seconds to go, first quarter. Evans on the right wing. Again, trying to post up Elwine. He's got the mismatch if they get it there. Moding. Now he's got to get rid of the ball. Finally gets it to Elwine on the baseline. Blake trying to back his way in on Schilling to the block. Pulls up with a 10-footer. No good. Rebound Washington. They are letting Washington play physical on defense. I'll say that. Shot clock off. 24 seconds to go. First quarter. Washington with the ball and a 4-point lead. Now we have a whistle, and do we call offensive foul or do we just call a carry? Either way, it's going to be here on ball with 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. I guess just a plain turnover there by Washington. Might have been a 5-second count. Shot clock is off, 18 seconds to go. Gainey back into the game. Holden Haig in for the first time for Huron. Expect Holden Haig to set a screen on somebody. Gainey will get Huron into the offense, dribble off to the right. Go baseline to Elwine, and it's going to be stolen away. Burhe come from behind and picked his pocket. Long pass tipped away by Wentz. Huron has the ball. 3-2. Moding needs to shoot. He'll shoot. At the buzzer. Gets the layup. And did they call a foul on that? They did not. But the basket is good for Moding. We end the first quarter. Washington 12, Huron 10. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to the second quarter. Washington 12, Huron 10. Moding, though, a nice layup to beat the buzzer to end the first quarter to pull Huron within two. Washington will have possession here to start the second quarter. Inbound comes in the backcourt. Hoffman will bring it up for Washington. Hoffman against Moding. Flips it right side to Baskin. Baskin, a lot of motion here by Washington. Johnson now back to Hoffman. Hoffman holds the ball right side. Baseline, back door, and boy, I'm not sure who they're going to. It's thrown right to Elwine. But then Elwine turns the ball right back to Washington. Warriors in the front court. As Jace Woods in the corner. Open three is short for Johnson. Long rebound. And Elwine steps in and McNeil in motion down the floor. Bounce pass deflected out of bounds by Washington. And will stay with Huron. 12-10 Washington. We've just started the second quarter. run. Inbounds Ganey. Right back to McNeil. Goes baseline. Has a lane. Lobs it up too strong. Tap by Elwine. Won't go either. And Huron continues to struggle shooting the ball. Huron 4 of 14 in the first quarter. Washington was 5 of 12. Washington spreads the floor. Huron straight man defense. Hoffman dribbles. Gets away from Moning. Goes back door. Nice pass. Shot up. No good. As Verhey had to rush it because he saw Elwine lurking. Front court, Moting in the corner. Wide open three for Ganey. Got it. C.J. Ganey gives here on the lead at 13-12. First bucket, second quarter. Quickly back comes Johnson. Looked like a travel. Missed the shot. Rebound. Put back no good for Washington. Battle for the rebound and going to be picked up underneath. Wide open and a dunk for Woods. Ball was battered around, but Huron could never seem to get control of the ball. They end up with a dunk. Washington leads 14-13. Moting drives. Scoop is, I think, partially blocked. No good. And here back comes Washington. Huron just can't get any momentum, any fluidity on offense. Here's the drive. Hoffman over Elwine rolls it in for two. Thomas Hoffman has seven to lead all scores. Washington up 16-13 as we near 6 minutes to go in the first half. Flip back to Wins on the wing. McNeil has it, top of the key, right side Moting. And we have a whistle, and that's going to finally, they call a foul on somebody defending Blake Wine, Blake Elwine. They've been pretty much beating the hell out of him. Verhey with the foul. That's going to be his second, first team here in the second quarter. Haig back into the game along with Porish for Huron as Wins and Elwine come out. Inbounds, Ganey on the right side. In the corner now, McNeil. Porish isolated out there with Johnson. Left side, Moting. Here's Ganey again. Ganey backs out. Long three. No good. And the rebound stepping in is Brooks for Washington. 16-13 Washington, and they have the ball. 5:39 to go in the first half. Hand off Baskin at the top of the key. Back it out. Go baseline. They get it inside to Hoffman. Shovel pass. Reverse layup. Blocked by Porish. Here on his head. Their share of blocks. Brooks had that one swatted by Porish. Anderson drives now, double team. Pulls up with a 10-footer, forced it. Rebound Ganey gets it out. McNeil a deep three, no good. Rebound, and Haig couldn't come up with the loose ball. And Huron continues to struggle shooting the basketball. Drive by Hoffman, cut off by Moting. Leans in off balance, somehow got that to go falling down. 9 for Thomas Hoffman. Washington leads by 5. 18-13, I believe this is their biggest lead of the first half. We're inside of 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Haig, left side McNeil. Baseline, it goes to Porish. Porish squares up on Johnson, pulls up, 15-footer. We're just shooting jump shots. Porish with the miss. Down the floor, steal by Ganey as he stepped in front of Baskin, but then Huron just throws it right back away from Washington. And a travel called on Washington. Ganey pretty much hooked Hoffman. As he made the steal, that was a break for Huron. Hoffman over asking what led to that call, and can't blame him on that one, but it's a break for Huron. We'll take it. Elwine back in for Huron. In for the first time for Huron is Colton Ogle. So Tigers on the floor. Elwine, Porish, Ogle, Moting, and Ganey. 18-13 Washington, 4:34 to go in the first half. Huron could use a bucket here. 1 minute after 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Inbounds Moting. Comes off right side, Ogle. Ogle on the wing, back cross court, Porish. In the corner, Moting faked the three. Now had the ball knocked away. Will stay with Huron. Quick hands that time by Thomas Hoffman. Huron will inbound in the right at the corner of the court by the Washington bench. Inbounds way outside to Porish. Left side, Moting. Moting trying to use the screen. Comes baseline. Kick out Ogle. Now Porish. Ogle again. Will take the three right side. Too strong. Rebound on the floor and will belong to Washington. Huron just struggling here. Huron is 1 of 9 from the field here in the second quarter. Trail by 5, 18-13. Huron again showing some pressure. Now it's just a full court man. Is into the front court, Schilling. Hands it off to Hoffman. Hoffman pretty much has been the guy in charge for Washington. Open three for Brooks. No good. Elwine up for another rebound. Blake looking ahead. He'll dribble it up, being checked out there by Woods. Stop. Right side, Gainey. Gainey comes around the screen, goes up with the left-handed scoop. Too strong. Nothing falling for Huron. Rebound, Washington. Down the floor, and ball gets in. It went by Moding. I think he deflected it, but went right in the hands of Woods, who gets the layup, and Washington opens a 7-point lead, 3.5 minutes to go, first half. Timeout Huron. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Tigers struggling in offense, and they trail by 7, 20-13. With the ball off their 32nd timeout, Porish, right wing, steps in, open 10-footer, falls short, ball slapped out, picked up by Gainey in the corner, back to Porish at the top of the key. Porish, cross-court Elwine. Elwine stripped, and it's stolen down the floor. And a foul going to go on Elwine. He did prevent the layup. The two free throws coming up for Jace Woods. And this will be the first free throws for either team in the game. 3:05 to go, first half. Washington is up by 7. Elwine with the foul, his first team. We haven't had a lot of fouls called. If I got my sheet right here, we've had 2 team fouls apiece here in the first half. Free throw is short. No good for Woods. One more shot for Jace Woods, a 6'3 sophomore. Second free throw is good, 1 out of 2. 21-13, Washington with their biggest lead here at 8. And there's another steal. It's Woods again down the floor, cross court, and lob back to Woods. One too many passes. Ball deflected. Still going to be Washington ball. It went to Schilling, who tried to lob it back to Woods, and there was too much traffic for that. But Washington fortunate in that they will keep possession, but here on just too many turnovers and not making any shots. Moding will check in for Ogle with 2:53 to go in the first half. Just been a sluggish first half offensively for Huron. Really, Washington isn't lighting it up either, but they're making a few shots at least. Down low, wide open, and again, reverse layup doesn't go. Baskin with the miss. And Washington's missed a lot of shots like this. Score can be worse. 3, Moding, yes, needed that one. Gavin Moding with the 3 off the right wing. He's got 5, and the lead is 5, 21-16. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Schilling gets Washington in the offense, gets a screen, drives, flips back to Johnson. Now in the corner, Brooks. Brooks trying to drive on Wenz. Wenz stays with him. Kick back out. Johnson on the drive against Elwine. Goes baseline. Now he's trapped there. Trying to get rid of it. Does find his teammate. And the ball going to be thrown in the backcourt. And this will be a backcourt violation on Washington. Good defense by Huron. Forces the Washington turnover with 2:03 to go in the first half. 21-16. Washington leading. But Huron trying to get their first real offensive spark of the game. Gainey comes out to get the ball with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Sets it up way out near the timeline. Has Baskin out on him. Couple of dribbles. Gainey now dribbles off to the left. Top of the key. Flips back to Porish on the wing. Cross court. Ball slipped, but he does get it to Moaning. Left side, Gainey. Gainey, a couple of dribbles. Hands it off to Wenz. Wenz. Cross court to Elwine. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Elwine will drive and had the ball stripped, but picked up. Open 3 for Gainey. No good. Rebound tipped, and I think they're going to call Elwine for the push-off. Washington is blocking out very well, giving up some height to Huron. Elwine picks up his second team on Huron. Haig going to come in, and Elwine going to leave the floor. with a minute 29 to go in the first half. 21-16, Washington leading. Huron showing some full court pressure again, but again, it's just man-to-man, pick him up. Schilling will bring the ball up against Moding. Into the front court. Look back door, not there to Baskin. Now flip it back up top to Hoffman, who's back in. Hoffman the drive to the hoop. No good. He's going to be fouled by Haig. And two free throws coming up for Hoffman. Hoffman with 9 points to lead all scorers. He's got a chance to hit double digits here in the first half. He hits at least one of these. Fouls on Moding. That's his first and the third team on Huron. Free throw is off the mark. No good. Into the game for the first time for Washington is Rico Chole, a 6'7 sophomore, as he replaces Johnson. One more shot for Thomas Hoffman. Free throw is good, one out of two. He's in double figures with 10. Minute 13 to go, first half. Here on down six with the ball. On the right wing, Haig goes baseline to Porish. Porish looking to back his way in. Double team, lost the balance, gets back out to Moding. Nice catch by Gavin. Here's Haig on the drive, has a lane, swatted from behind. Guess no call on that, but Huron will keep possession. Inbounds on the baseline with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Moding looking to get it in, lobs it all the way out to Ganey near the timeline. We're inside of a minute to go, first half. Huron down six with the ball. Haig on the right side. Up top, Porish. 7-6 on the shot clock. Porish has the ball stripped and stolen by Schilling. Schilling has a three-on-one break. And Chole will take it in for the layup. Washington back up by 8, 24-16. Another Tiger turnover. 32 seconds to go in the first half. Ganey on the right wing in the corner. Up top, Haig. Thought about the three. Goes inside to Moding on the block. Up top now, Porish. Porish stripped again. Washington uses that quickness. They can open up a double-digit lead here. Shot clock off with 13 seconds to go. They take a three and nail it. Basket for three. Washington up 11 with 5 seconds to go in the first half. Ganey, he'll take a long three. Count it at the buzzer. Ganey about a 30-foot three at the buzzer. And at the half, it's an 8-point lead, Washington. Washington 27 here on 19. Timeout 2 minutes, then we're back here to the arena, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And back at the half, the boys game, Washington leading 27-19. Girls game today had Washington defeating Huron 61-45. Head coach Cody Kaufman joins us. And Cody, you know, you really haven't been able to practice much the last day. Girls came out, certainly gave the effort. Washington just too big, and realistically, the offensive rebounds were the undoing of the Tigers tonight.
And that's what I told the girls after the game, right? Like, they're unbelievable. They really are. I mean, we didn't practice yesterday, really. I mean, we come in and we did a few things just to get our minds off of what's going on a little bit. And we showed up and we played to a 16-point game, right, with one of the top three teams in the state. So, and it was strictly off of effort, you know, and the girls fought for each other and they played hard. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I said it in the pregame. It's hard to, you know, practice against size when you don't have that type of size and length. And I thought we did a great job with their length on taking care of the basketball. Their length and their size got us in the offensive rebounding, and we struggled to rebound on the defensive end. We got them to miss a lot of shots early, but we just couldn't, you know, corral that first miss, and that's ultimately where they got us.
And, you know, the Hines sisters playing with emotion tonight. They played with a purpose tonight, I felt, and it showed where, you know, they combined for most of our scoring.
Yeah, I mean, you almost knew that was coming by knowing those two girls. It was hard. I mean, what they did tonight was something that not a lot of people can do, right? I mean, you know, you see a few professional athletes be able to fight through something like that, and they're making millions of dollars. Those two girls came out here with strictly the love of basketball and the love of their family and the love of their teammates and their coaches, and gave everything they got. And you knew that they would come out and perform that way tonight.
You know, just how things went, I kind of knew what was going to happen there at the end. You brought them both out same time. All the entire arena, standing ovation, including the Washington people. I saw the line afterward. Jamie Parrish had a few extra words for Hampton going through. Just you know, from that standpoint, it just makes you feel good here in South Dakota.
Yeah, and I've said it all day. I've said it for the last 2 days. When there's tragedy struck, right, there's no better place to be than in Huron, South Dakota. This community rallies. You know, I've said it in a pregame or postgame before. We have the best fans in the state. We know that. We have a community that bands together no matter thick or thin. And that's what we saw again tonight. And I expected that to happen. I knew it was going to happen. And once again, the community of Huron, you know, outdoes themselves. Yeah, those two girls, they don't want that recognition. They don't. And they didn't know I was going to do that. And we made a decision as a coaching staff that we were going to do that. They deserve that standing ovation. They deserve to know that everybody in this community that was here tonight is behind them, including their opponents. They know what they went through, and, you know, they're here to know that they're not in this alone.
Well, now Christmas break is here. I think, what, you got 2 weeks and 2 days off, if I remember right.
Yeah, we got a long break, you know, so I told these girls, especially after the last 2 days, right, we're gonna go home and we're gonna enjoy this with our families, and we're actually gonna come back on Thursday and we're gonna start practicing. We got, you know, 8 practices before our next game, so we got time to get back in it and get going. We need to step away a little bit and take, you know, appreciate the important things in life right now, and that's being with our family, and, you know, but sticking together and knowing that we got each other's back, and then we'll come back and, you know, after Christmas, right? The one thing is yeah, we might have let a couple games slip away, you know, and we maybe we won a game that we weren't supposed to, but here nor there, I'll tell you one thing, and this is what I learned from the team after 6 weeks, is they're gritty. They're going to fight. They're going to give you everything they got, no matter how many minutes they play, no matter how dog tired they are, and we're going to compete to the end, you know, and that's what I've learned. So for the next 14 games, you can promise to see that out of the Huron girls basketball.
Cody Coffin, head coach of the Huron Tigers, as they fell tonight, 61-45. Halftime of the boys, 27-19 Washington. 1 minute timeout. We'll be back. Run down the stats real quick. Get set for our second half of boys on Dakota Sports.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the arena as we're still in the halftime. Did forget, I did mention it once, and I feel bad about this, but again, our first National Bank players of the game tonight are Hampton and Hilton Hines. For the last 48 hours they've had to come out and perform like they did, they are both our first National Bank players of the game. Scoring at the half here for the boys, Washington, Thomas Hopkin with 10 points. 6 for Samuel Baskin, 5 for Jace Woods. And 2 points apiece, Lucas Johnson, Aiden Brooks, and Rico Chole. For Huron, Gavin Moding with 6 points. Well, let me check that. My score sheet's a mess. Gavin Moding with 5 points. C.J. Gainey with 6. So 6 for C.J. Gainey, 5 for Gavin Moding, 3 apiece, Trace Wins and Anderson Porish, and 2 points for Blake Elwine. Shooting in the first half, here on 7 of 28, 25%. Washington 11 of 25, 44%. Washington was 2 of 4 on free throws. Huron did not attempt a free throw in the first half, and those are our halftime stats. Ready to go with the second half, and Huron Tigers will have the ball as we begin play in the third quarter. And Huron going away from E4 to the second half. Gainey gets it into the front court. Gets a screen from Elwine, drives into the paint, hooks it in the corner, Porish. Anderson, a couple of dribbles, back up top. Right side wins. Trace one dribble, lob in, and it's stolen away by Washington. Hoffman came and took it away from Elwine. Yet another turnover by Huron. Hoffman in the front court, comes right side Johnson, worked the perimeter, Verhey. Verhey on the wing. Up top Johnson again. Johnson drives on Porish. Can't get the shot off, throws in the middle. Little baby hook is good for Verhey. Verhey, his first bucket of the game. And Washington up 10, 29-19. 7:16 to go, third quarter. Huron got to get offense going. Moding drives, cut off. Porish, he'll drive, almost lost the ball. Spins, lobs in the middle to Elwine. Elwine now drives, forces up a shot, but banks it off glass for two. Second bucket for Elwine. Huron's got to start getting some defensive stops. They're down 8. And, I thought it was thrown away, but it was thrown right to Baskin. Baskin drives, goes underneath, reverse layup for two. Got around Porish. Baskin with the bucket. He's got 8. And Elwine drives, stops at the free throw line. Back door, it's open for Moding. Reverse layup for 2. Nice dish from Elwine to Moding. Moding with 7. Here on lead, or Washington leads 31-23. Into the front court, Verhey. And a back drive by Hoffman, right side. Hoffman gets a screen. Back up top, Brooks. Reset it now. Baskin at the top of the key. Threw it away. Threw it behind Burhe, who was coming towards him. Turnover to the Huron Tigers. Huron's got to capitalize on breaks like this. Unforced turnover. Elwine will bring the ball up, being picked up by Burhe, moting on the right side. Posting up Porish, who pops out on the baseline. Porish now back his way in. There's the ball tapped away again. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Washington. They get it up ahead to Johnson. Baskin back to Johnson. And a foul going to go on Huron. Huron just too many turnovers tonight. Washington defensively has just been a step ahead of Huron. They'll have a chance to get points from the free throw line. Moting picks up his second. First foul on either team here in the second half. Two free throws for Lucas Johnson. First free throw is good. He's got 3 points. The lead back at 9 for Washington. Back in for the Warriors, Jace Woods. One more shot for Lucas Johnson, 6'6 junior. Missed that one, the long rebound, and Baskin outruns everybody to the ball. Back door, and the ball tipped. Was a touch by Huron? It was. Boy, they had the back door open that time to Baskin, but again, Huron, not if they're not turning over, now they give up the offensive rebound on a missed free throw. Inbounds, and the ball knocked away. Here comes Elwine down the floor, and missed it. He was trying to get control of the ball, wanted to dunk it. Back comes Washington, and they just about throw it away, and they do. Here's Elwine down the floor as Johnson after him, flips back, throws it away. Oh, we're just playing way too fast. And now we have a whistle and a timeout, Washington. 5:29 to go in the third quarter. Washington up 9, timeout Washington. 30-second break on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
5:29 to go, third quarter. Washington 32, Huron 23. And Huron just not playing smart basketball right now. Way too many turnovers. Washington has taken advantage. Inbounds goes into the backcourt to Hoffman. Washington a chance to open up a double-digit lead again. Hoffman, top of the key, ball knocked away by Wentz. Hoffman gets control, goes underneath, layup, no good for Burre. Rebound for Elwine. Wentz in the front court, lobs up ahead to Ganey. Baseline, kicks it out and deflected by Washington, and will stay with Huron. Washington has missed some shots. Huron's fortunate in some ways that they're only down 9. McNeil in, Wentz out for Huron with 5:09 to go, third quarter. Inbounds Porish, gives back to Moting on the left wing. Elwine out to set a screen. Moting for 3, got it. Gavin Moting in double figures now with 10 points. Here on back within 6, 32-26. Need a defensive stop and get some momentum going if you're in the white tonight. Hoffman on the drive, stopped at the free throw line. Step back 3, he answers for Washington. Thomas Hoffman with 13 and the lead back at 9. 35-26, 4:38 to go, third quarter. McNeil at the key, Moting right side. Moting can't get the shot off. Elwine wants 3, got it. Elwine with the 3 ball, he's got 7. Again, Huron within 6, got to get some defensive stops. Down the floor, Baskin pulls up with a 10-footer, no good. Rebound underneath, picked up by Schilling, I believe, or check that, Woods, and he's going to be fouled again, Huron. Not getting down the floor fast enough, and McNeil was doing his best, but he had taller guys all around him. And 2 free throws on the way for Washington, and Jace Woods has 5 points in the game, make it 6 as he knocks down the first free throw. Ganey with the foul, his first. Second team on Huron. Haig back into the game for Huron, he replaces Porish. Free throw pending for sophomore Jace Woods. Got them both. And the lead is 8, 37-29, Washington. Right now, Huron just not getting any stops defensively. Moting starts the drive, lost the ball, and got it to Hague somehow. Holding back up, top of the key, flip out. McNeil, baseline. He's cut off by the double team and has it knocked away and stolen. Verhey with the steal. Gets it up ahead. Baskin, and he's going to be fouled by McNeil. McNeil thought Baskin was going to keep going, and he stopped. McNeil picks up his first. Now the third team on Huron. Inside of 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Boy, Huron just can't get any momentum going in this game. Washington partly responsible here on their own worst enemy in other ways. Johnson, left side, Verhey. Verhey goes baseline, and the ball deflected by Elwine. Almost caught it. It'll stay with Washington. Tried the back door there to Baskin, but Elwine had a hand out. Washington will inbound it from the baseline. Pass comes out, knocked away by Moting and saved in by Washington. Low post, go inside, back door. They're always cutting to the hoop. Short jumper is good for Baskin. He's in double figures with 10. Washington just doing a good job of moving without the ball, and that back door has been open a lot. Warriors are back up by 10. 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Moting at the top of the key, handed off to Hague. Flip back to McNeil. McNeil into the paint, back outside Elwine. Now it's Moting at the key. Moting dribbles left, and a blocking call going to go on Washington. That'll be on Hayden Schilling, his first team here of the third quarter. Brooks back into the game for Washington. He replaces Verhey. Huron will throw it in right by the student section to my left. Up near the timeline, Gainey will get Huron into the offense. Double high post. Looks like there's a little confusion in the set. Now Elwine comes left. Goes baseline and another blocking call. This one on Woods. That'll be his first. Now the second team on Washington. Washington up by 10, 39-29. We have 3:03 to go in the third quarter. Inbounds for McNeil. In the middle they go to Hague. Back out McNeil. Gainey. Left wing three, got it. C.J. Gainey has his third three of the game. 9 points. I have Huron 5 of 6 shooting. The problem is they're turning the ball over too much. Huron back within 7. 39-32, 2:44 to go, third quarter. Left side, Baskin fakes. Drives in on McNeil, into the paint, ball deflected, stolen by Elwine, and a foul going to go on Baskin as he tried to steal it back. From Elwine, now can Huron start to build some momentum? They've hit a couple of shots. They've gotten Washington to turn the ball over. Porishin, Hague out for Huron. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Huron within 7 with the ball. Gainey will bring the ball up and set it up. Off to the left side for the Tigers. Back to the middle. Straight man by Washington. That's what they've done mostly tonight. Moting right side, drives baseline, goes in with the scoop. Counted, he's fouled. Gavin Moting having a night. He's got 12 points, 7 here in the third quarter on 3 of 3 shooting. And he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Brooks with the foul, his first, and just like that, Washington has 4 team fouls. It was 3-0 Huron just a few moments ago. Now it's 4-3 Washington. Moting at the line, looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And he can't get it to go. Tipped out. Washington controls. But Huron within 5, as close as they've been in a while. 39-34, Washington. Oh, almost looked like a carry, but kept it his hand over it. Up top, Johnson resets the offense. Left side, Hoffman. Hoffman fakes, drives. Flips in the corner to Baskin. Baskin backs it out. Starts to drive on Elwine. Gainey almost got the steal. Step back three. Hoffman off the side of the bank board. Rushed it. Rebound McNeil up the floor. Here comes Moting. Moting drives by Brooks. Step back and Gainey can't get the three off. Finds Elwine. Elwine backs his way in into the paint. Little turnaround. 10-footer is good. Elwine has 7 here in the third quarter. 9 for the game. Huron pulls within 3, 39-36. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Washington in the front court. Verhey back in. He'll drive into the paint. Now stop there. Has to kick back out. Bounce pass right back to Verhey against Porish. Goes baseline. Underneath. Kick back Brooks. He'll go baseline. Up the middle basket. Thought about the three. Now he'll drive. Open three. Brooks at the key. In and out. No good. All the rim and bounced out. But a steal by Washington down the floor for the layup. Elwine got his pocket picked by Verhey. And the layup good for Hoffman. And Washington back up 5, 41-36 inside of 50 seconds to go, third quarter. McNeil in the corner. You're on in the front court. Porish left side, hands it off to Elwine. Elwine goes hard to the hoop, tripped as he went up, and will stay with Washington, or with Huron, excuse me. With 37 seconds to go, third quarter, 19 on the shot clock. Washington going to sub in with a couple of guys. Haig coming in for Huron. Jace Woods back in for Washington. And somebody else came in as well, might have been Verhey. Huron running the out-of-bounds play on the baseline. Lob comes all the way out to Moding near the timeline. He'll come back up. He wants to drive. Goes baseline underneath. Kick out to Haig. Up top, Porish. Porish at the key. Had the ball knocked away on the floor. Picked up by Ganey. Hands it off to Moding, and he got clubbed going to the basket. And two free throws on the way for Moding. A nearly stolen. Ganey made the play to save the possession for Huron. And then just kind of flipped it underhanded to Moding, who went hard to the hoop, and he got fouled hard by Jace Woods. Two free throws for Gavin Moding. Moding leading Huron in scoring, 12 points, 13. As he makes the first free throw, Huron within four, 41-37. I believe the biggest lead Washington was 12. That's what I can recall anyway. One more shot, Moding in and out. Offensive rebound, Ganey. He'll turn, shoot the three, no good. Rebound tapped out, Ganey again. Kicks out to McNeil in the corner, Porish. Huron can settle down, shot clock off with 10 seconds to go. Here in the third quarter, Moding into the paint, goes back door. McNeil for the layup off the feed from Moding. 1 second to go, long shot is no good. It's a two-point game heading into the fourth. Washington 41, Huron 39. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the Huron Arena, I'm Jeff Duffy starting the fourth quarter. Washington 41, Huron 39. Nice run at the end of the third quarter to chop the lead from 12 to 2, but Warriors have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Baskin on the right wing. They have a double high post. Looking inside, they get Johnson posted up. Backs his way in on Moding. Leans in, short jumper for two. Mismatch, Washington found it. Five for Johnson. Washington up four, 43-39. Huron with the ball first to start for the first time in the fourth quarter. Wins, top of the key, right side Porish. Porish, back up top Moding. Moding's had the hot hand for Huron. Wins for three, no good. And the rebound, Hoffman underneath for Washington. So 4 point lead Washington. They have the ball early fourth quarter. Hoffman gets the ball right side Baskin as Ganey in his grill. Drives and a foul going to go on CJ. Ganey with his second first team foul of the fourth quarter. Either team. Washington run the out-of-bounds play with Hoffman triggering right below me on the baseline. Lob comes in the middle. They have the turnaround shot. It's good. Jace Woods just jumped up, got the ball turned once, and just hit the little seven-footer. Just like that, the first 4 points of the fourth quarter, Washington. They lead by six. A little shovel pass to Wentz. Puts it back up top, Ganey. Ganey will drive. A little finger roll, no good. Slapped out to Porish. Porish with the five-footer, no good. 2 point blank shots, and the Tigers cannot convert. Here on 0 for 3, here down the floor, Washington running the ball, and a block going to go on Elwine. Close call, it went against here on Elwine with his third. And Washington will run the out-of-bounds. A Washington player was not trying to shoot, so he was looking to pass it, so there's no free throws here, and now we have a whistle and what? Now, Blake Elwine hobbling a bit, and that's why they stopped it. After picking up that foul, so McNeil's going to come in for Elwine. Didn't see what happened there, but unless he knocked knees or something, and Trainer will take a look at Blake. Now, Washington will look to inbound. Go in the middle, underneath, and shot up, and good for Woods. He just got inside of McNeil and got the putback, and Washington is on a 6-0 run here to start the fourth quarter. In less than a minute and a half, and all of a sudden they're back up by eight after Huron headed down to two. McNeil picks up his second foul, the free throw good. 7-0 run by Washington, they're back up by nine quickly. 48-39, 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Boy, McNeil almost stepped out of bounds, gets it back in the middle. Moting for three, no good, one shot and out. No, Wynn's able to save it, but stepped out of bounds, one shot and out. And just like that, Huron's going to take a timeout. Washington 3 for 3 from the field. Huron 0 for 4 to start the fourth quarter. Timeout Huron will take a timeout. 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports, KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, Huron Tigers got themselves in the game, and right now they're getting themselves right back out of it. In under 2 minutes, Washington stretched the lead from 2-9. They break the press into the front court, drive by Verhey. Kick out, Baskin for three, no good. And the rebound, a foul going to go on Washington. Good blockout by C.J. Ganey. You're unfortunate. That would have been a big shot to go in, really keep the momentum going, Washington. Jace Woods with the foul, his third. He's been kind of the guy off the bench for Washington tonight. He's got 12 points off the bench. Huron needs to score and get themselves back into it. Wins up top, Moting. Moting looks to drive, double team, baseline, Porish. Pulls up, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, foul on Huron. Huron 0 for 5 from the field here to start the fourth quarter. Both teams shot well in the third quarter, 5 of 8 Washington, 8 of 11 Huron. Unfortunately, both teams had too many turnovers. Elwine back into the game after that break off the injury. Wins comes out, but Huron's got to get some stops. They got to score the ball. Huron scoreless here, over 2 minutes to start the fourth quarter. Hoffman in the front court will drive into the paint against Porish underneath. Fake shot up, no good. Porish with the rebound. Well defended by Anderson that time. Porish lobs underneath. McNeil will shoot off glass. No good. He had to shoot over Verhe and just put it up a little too high off the glass. Huron again fails to score, and boy, Washington almost threw it away. Huron trying to get the intensity up, and we have a timeout Tobin on the Washington bench. 5:14 to go in the game. 48-39, Washington leads. Timeout 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Timeout Washington. They have the ball up 9, 5-10 to go in the game. Huron has not scored here in 3 minutes now to start the fourth quarter, and Washington has scored 7. Up top right side, shot clock running down. Johnson pulls up, free throw line jumper, air ball, and shot clock violation. Porish got the block on Johnson, and then a scramble for the rebound. Nobody grabbed it, and the shot clock ran out. And that turns it over to Huron, but again, you gotta get something going on offense. Into the front court comes Blake Elwine. He'll go baseline hard to the hoop, put it up short, own rebound, no good. Rebound saved in by Washington. Point blank, I have Huron now 0 for 8 from the field. Lob into the front court, deflected by Huron. It was a lob between Woods and Johnson. Washington will keep the ball, and well, we're at 4:39 to go in the game. Huron's went almost 3.5 minutes without scoring here in the fourth quarter after closing the lead to 2 at the end of the third. Hoffman, and oh, a blocking call, and oh, that's a tough one for Moding. Moding was guarding Hoffman, and he just lost his footing, and they called a foul on Moding. That is also the fifth team foul on Huron, so Washington has free throws here with 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Thomas Hoffman to shoot 2. First one is good. Hoffman with 16 points to lead all scorers. One more shot and hit them both. And Washington is up by 11. 9-0 run by Washington here in the first 3.5 minutes of the fourth quarter to start to break the game open again. Porish hands it off to Moding in the corner. Ganey. Ganey up top, right side Moding. Moding will start the drive, split the double team, gets fouled. Two shots coming up for Moding. Moding scored 8 points in the third quarter, has 13 for the game. Leading scorer for the Tigers. He'll get 2 free throws here. Foul on Thomas Hoffman, just his first, second team on Washington. Free throw, no good. Huron is 1 of 4 on free throws here in the second half. And they didn't shoot any in the first half. One more shot for Moding. 1 out of 2. Moding with the point. 50-40, Washington up by 10. 4:12 to go in the game. Hoffman in the front court, shadowed by Moding. Moding stays right with him, trying to get the steal. Hoffman back up, goes baseline to Baskin. Baskin against McNeil. Back up top, Johnson. Reverse it, left side, Woods. Woods, Ganey going for the steal. Woods gets control. Back up top, Baskin. Trying to post up Johnson. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hoffman pats his head, and a little touch foul going to be called on Moding. Boy, again, 45 feet from the basket, very little contact, and they call that. Moding picks up his third, and free throws for Hoffman, just hit two, and has hit a third one. 51-40, the lead back at 11. One more shot for Hoffman. No good. Rebound McNeil. All lets the Gainey. Wasn't expecting him, but did catch it. Back door. There's Porish in for the layup. Tigers in transition get their first field goal of the fourth quarter. 51-42. Still time, but Huron's got to get some stops. Basket in the front court. Drives. Lost the ball. Picks it up. In the corner goes Verhey. Verhey double-teamed out there. Now picked up his dribble. Up top, Johnson. Johnson at the key. He'll drive on Porish. Lean in. Finger roll for two. Johnson had a lane. Went all the way hard to the hoop. He's got seven. 53-42. Washington up 11. Time running out here now. 3:08 to go. Drive by Moding. Through a triple team. No good. Porish with the rebound. Spin, turns, and shoots. Scores. And the lead back at 9. 53-44. Timeout. You're on Tigers. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds, on Dakota Sports.
He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
3 minutes exactly to go in the game. Washington 53, Huron 44. Huron showing the trap here again. Moding nearly got the steal as he stepped in front of Baskin, but deflected it out of bounds. Washington again will inbound it. You're on some work to do. Got to get some stops and got to score the ball. Washington still trying to work it up against the trap in the middle. Verhey in the front court. Baskin comes up the right side. Baskin in the corner. Woods. Woods brings it back up top of the key. Nice catch. Hoffman left side. Hoffman, couple of dribbles. Back up top. Swinging right side. Woods. Get Washington being patient here. Shot clock at 14. Verhey goes down low to Johnson. Mismatch there. Johnson goes back door, inside, Verhey, Verhey kick out, long three, right wing is good. They work it down to 4 seconds on the shot clock, and Lucas Johnson drains a three, back down the floor, Gainey misses a layup, one shot and out, rebound underneath for Hoffman. It's going to be tough for Huron now. Huron again struggling to make the put the ball in the basket, and Washington will spread the floor as we near 2 minutes to go in the game. They're satisfied to run some clock. Here I'm going to bring in a new five at the next whistle. A whistle going to go, a foul on Elwine. Elwine will pick up his fourth, and a new five going to come in for Huron as Coach Bud not happy with what he's seen on the floor tonight. Free throws for Thomas Hoffman. He's 3 of 4 here from the line here in the fourth quarter. New five into the game, Holden Haig, Carson Evans, Colton Ogle, Bubba Peterson in for the first time, and Trace Wenz checks in. So Wenz is a starter, the rest of them, Peterson in for the first time, Evans and Ogle just played briefly in the first half. So we get to two shots here for Hoffman. First one is good, and Washington starting to pull away. Washington has outscored here on 16-5 here in the fourth quarter. Second shot is good. Hit them both. 21 for Thomas Hoffman. Washington up 58-44. Washington was averaging about 40 points a game in their first three games. Baseline Peterson. Peterson goes to the hoop. Euro step for two. Bubba Peterson with the bucket. He gets his first points of the night, 58-46, minute 37 to go. Haig out there trying to guard on Hoffman. Now Verhey has the ball knocked away by Wenz to Haig, back to Wenz. Wenz will take it in for the layup. Wenz with the bucket, and the new five has scored four points in a row here to make it 58-48. And now Washington's doing some subbing here, I guess. What are we doing? Was there a timeout or what? Is there a timeout? Finally, Washington is taking a timeout. I couldn't tell what they were doing. Minute 26 to go in the game. Washington up 10. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the timeout, foul by Huron. Holden Haig, free throw for Washington. In and out, no good. Birkin Jacobs in for the first time, a junior. Also, Sam Glasrud in for the first time for Washington. Second free throw is good, one out of two. 59-48, minute 20 to go in the game. Peterson into the front court for Huron. Evans pops out on the right wing. Evans up to the top of the key, drives down the paint hard to the hoop, got swatted. Ball will stay with Huron. Tigers will inbound it. Minute 8 to go in the game. Washington up 11. 59-48. Inbounds. Evans in the corner. Gives it right back to Wenz. A deep three. Got it. Trace Wenz with 8 points. Last five for Huron is 59-51. And Haig gets the steal and hits it off of a Schilling. And Huron saying, we're not done yet. They force another turnover. Huron within 8 with the ball, and all of a sudden Washington, Tobin's got to bring a couple of his regulars back in. Lucas Johnson and Thomas Hoffman come back on the floor. 59-51, Washington leads by 8. Inbounds to Haig. Haig bounce pass, Evans has it on the baseline. Evans gets a screen, looks inside, outside Peterson. Peterson trying to drive, lost the ball on the floor. Bubba comes back up with it, another 3 for Wenz. That one off the mark. Battle for the rebound, and we have a whistle and a foul going to go on somebody. And who, I don't know. And it looks like it's going to be on Huron as we're coming down to the Washington end to shoot free throws. Colton Ogle with the foul, his first, and free throws for Washington. Well, that was a decent look at a 3 for Wenz. Could have got Huron within 5. But it didn't go in, and now at the free throw line is Lucas Johnson. Johnson, 1 out of 2 on free throws. 1 out of 3 as he misses the first. But Johnson, 7 points here in the fourth quarter. He's been key for Washington after they went on the run here to begin the third. Second free throw is good. 1 out of 2 for Johnson. He's got 8 in the quarter, 11 for the game. 60-51, Peterson, right wing. Clock rolling with 35 seconds to go. Evans, now Haig, and throws it away. Going to be stolen, and a foul going to go on Peterson. It was stolen away by Hoffman, and he'll go to the line to shoot two more. Well, a brief glimpse of life, but now that's back. And Washington now in good shape here to pick up the win. Hoffman at the line. He's been at the line here a lot in the fourth quarter. Misses on the first one. His ninth, this will be his 10th free throw of the fourth quarter. Second free throw is no good. Missed them both. Offensive rebound, though, by Washington. Jace Woods took it away, and he gets fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Fouls on number 40, Jonathan Peterson.
Bubba Peterson with the foul. That's his first and two shots for Woods, who's had a nice night off the bench, makes the first free throw. He's got 13 points off the bench. I believe his first bucket was that dunk in the first half. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Long rebound, Wentz grabs it. But Washington back up by 10, 22 seconds to go. Ogle on the drive, leans in, had it blocked and a foul. And that will put Ogle to the line for two. The final seconds of this game have really slowed down to a crawl. So we're down to 18 seconds remaining. Free throw is good for Ogle. 61-52. One more shot. Ogle is good. Hit them both. 61-53. 8-point lead. And Huron still showing some pressure in the front court. It comes to Woods. And it looks like we're going to let Washington run down the clock. And the Warriors will come in and get the sweep of the Huron Tigers. The final, Washington 61, Huron 53. Timeout of 2 minutes. Gary Zell Autoglass postgame is next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Drivers at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC of Huron. Check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deduction. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 crew cab save $5,881. GMC 1500 crew cab Denali now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months. 2023's walls on the goal. It's a new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC of Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Post-game begins. It's a sweep for the Washington Warriors tonight. Warriors win the girls' game 61-45 and just completed a 61-53 win in the boys'. Really, the fourth quarter was the difference. Well, the first, second, and fourth. Huron got themselves back into the game. We're within two going into the fourth quarter, but Washington scored, I believe, the first seven, maybe the first 9 points of the fourth quarter, and Huron just never recovered from that as the Warriors pick up the win. We'll get to the stats coming up right now. We're going to do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Some finals for boys. St. Thomas More defeated Watertown 63-43. Aberdeen defeated Yankton 54-45. Into the first quarter, out west, Stevens leads Spearfish 16-10. Looking at girls' scores in AA, Belle Fouche edged Watertown 45-44. Washington 61, here on 45, I guess we know that one. Spearfish defeated Rapid City Stevens 49-48. And Aberdeen defeated Yankton 57-53 in overtime. T area defeated Brandon Valley 58-51. Brookings stopped Douglas 55-41. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, the final here for the boys, 61-53 Washington. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back and run down the stats. We'll wait for Coach Bud to come up and talk about this one as we get set to go into the holiday break. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back at the arena, it is 4 minutes after 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron, as the Washington Warriors come in and get the sweep of our Huron Tigers tonight. Wraps up our pre-Christmas schedule as well. Here's the rundown on the scoring. Washington now 2-2 on the season, got 20 points from Thomas Hoffman, 13 points off the bench for Jace Woods, 11 for Lucas Johnson, 6 points Samuel Baskin, 2 points apiece Brennan Burhey, Aiden Brooks, and Rico Chole, and a free throw for Birkin Jacobs. For Huron, now 3-2 on the season. Gavin Moding with 14 points, only player in double figures. C.J. Gainey and Blake Elwine each had 9, 8 for Trace Wenz, 7 for Anderson Porish, and 2 points apiece Colton McNeil, Carson Evans, and Bubba Peterson. Shooting the game, I had Huron 20 of 58. That's about 36-37%. And Washington was 21 of 40 for 53%. Washington, Huron had 18 more shots off than Huron did, but Washington shot 18 more free throws than Huron did. Washington didn't shoot them all that well, but they shot enough that it helped them. Basically, the difference in the game is kind of the difference in free throws. Washington was 14 of 25 from the free throw line, 9 of 17 in the fourth quarter. Huron just 4 of 7, didn't even shoot a free throw till the third quarter, so a 10-point difference between the teams from free throw shooting. And as I said, Washington didn't shoot them particularly well, but they had the quantity to get enough points and give themselves the victory here tonight. So again, Washington now at 2-2, and Huron drops to 3-2 on the season. Still waiting for the boys to come out of the locker room, then we'll have a chance to visit with Coach Bud after that. We'll take another 2-minute timeout, then back here to the arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
30 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses.
Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we're back here at the arena as the Washington Warriors have come out with a sweep of the Tigers. Let's do another First National Bank, Curtis Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Area scores tonight. Girls, Sully Buttes defeated Woolsey Wessington 46-41. Iroquois Lake Preston defeated DeSmit 54-44. Wessington Springs 47. Sunshine Bible 19. Looking at boys' scores from around the area. Late in the game, Sully Buttes leads Woolsey Wessington 55-53. DeSmit way up on Iroquois Lake Preston late third quarter, 52-19. Wessington Springs defeated Sunshine Bible 72-33. And that's the rundown of some of our area scores for high school basketball. Here's another one. Boys, Miller defeated Shiangle Butte 67-63. That's for the boys. Girls, Miller defeated Giant Eagle Butte 56-20. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Come back as we continue. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame as we wait for Coach Bud to have his comments on the game tonight. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. L.Y. Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And we're back here at the arena. I'm Jeff Duffy as we continue the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. Again, long locker room conversation for the Huron Tigers with Coach Bud. So, waiting for him to come up so we get his comments. We will choose a First National Bank player of the game. By the way, our First National Bank players of the game for the girls were the Hines sisters, Hilton and Hampton, played with a lot of emotion tonight and led the Tigers in scoring as the Tigers fell in the first game to Washington. Let's see, that was 61-45, and Hampton had 21 points. Hilton had 17 in that game. On Saturday, Huron Hockey Association is having an alumni game at Bergman Arena. The doors will open at 6. The game will start at 7. They will play three 25-minute periods. They'll open at 6, so if you haven't been on the ice for a while and would like to play, you'll get a little chance to skate around and try to get the hang of it again. Any Huron All-Star alumni that are in town here for the weekend are certainly welcome to come out. I can't remember. I know even number years wear one color jersey, odd-numbered years wear, graduating years wear a different color jersey, and that's how they're going to split up the teams. But, again, that'll be Saturday night at Bergman, and 6 o'clock, doors open. You can get some skating in with the alumni game starting at 7 o'clock. It'll take another minute, 2 minute timeout here as we wait for Coach Bud. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
The Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today, the Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, check out all the year-end savings. Business owners take advantage of huge tax deduction. Lease Buick Encores for only $395 per month. Chevy 1500 crew cab, save $5,881. GMC 1500 crew cab Denali, now just $75,513 plus 6.9% financing for 72 months. 2023's long gone ago. That's the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service. OlympicGMC.com.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the Huron Arena as we continue Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. I'm Jeff Duffy. Washington comes in and gets the sweep of our Tiger teams tonight. The girls' game goes to Washington, 61-45 for Huron, 21 for Hampton Hines, 17 for Hilton Hines, and They are the First National Bank players of the game tonight. The Washington boys pulled away in the fourth quarter. Huron had trailed just about all the game, got the lead down to two to start at the end of the third quarter. But then Washington, I believe, is either a 7 or 9-0 run to start the fourth quarter, and Huron just could not recover from that as Washington wins the boys' game 61-53. One player in double figures, Gavin Moding with 14 points for Huron, 9 apiece for C.J. Gainey and Blake Elwine. All the Huron teams are off the Christmas moratorium for athletics for Huron. Officially starts tomorrow. That means 4 days where no contact. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I'm sure they'll probably take Tuesday off too. I know Coach Coffin said they will not return to practice for the girls till next Thursday. The boys will have the next game up. We're off for a week and a half here. Then the Huron boys will be down to Yankton a week from Tuesday. That'll be January 2nd, just the single game, as Yankton Huron girls have already played. And then a week from, or 2 weeks from Saturday, Huron on the road, doubleheader at Harrisburg. That is afternoon basketball, but I'm not 100% sure of the times. I don't have that in front of me, but Huron will be at Harrisburg for a doubleheader 2 weeks from Saturday, and we'll have those games on the air as well here on Tiger 95. We'll take another 2-minute timeout, continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we're back. Here's a lot of glass post game, a long locker room conversation for the Huron Tiger boys basketball team after their loss here this evening to Washington. The final there, 61-53, and getting into the holiday break, but an extra long conversation before we get to Coach Budnagan. We'll pick the First National Bank player of the game here coming up, get his comments heading into the holiday break where everybody gets a chance to take some time and hopefully get a chance to be with family and everything. We haven't seen a forecast here since this morning, so hopefully that forecast isn't getting any worse there for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And right now, all the parents just milling around on the arena floor as we continue to wait for the boys to come out. Once the boys come out, then I know Bud will be on his way up here, and we can have a conversation about this game tonight, which resulted in a win here for Sioux Falls, Washington. We'll take another time out of 2 minutes. Return here to the arena, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We're back here at the Huron Arena. Gary's Auto Glass postgame continues. We talk with Huron Tiger coach Tim Budnagin. Tigers fall here tonight by a score of 61-53. And coach, you like the way things went last week with the sweep. Almost felt like maybe a little bit of a step back tonight. Washington, I think you said, was averaging about 40 points to get 61, and they just, sometimes we were our own worst enemy, but they also just would not let us get a run outside there at the end of the third quarter.
Well, I think we played me-ball because all of a sudden the ball stopped popping, the ball stuck to our hands a lot, and our drives were drives that were towards the three-point line going east and west instead of a direct drive right to the rim. I think the only guy that really had a direct drive to the rim tonight was Gavin. I mean, he was tough enough to get the ball into the paint, finish it off, get to the free throw line. Otherwise, if you just take a look at it, every other dribble was either to my left or my right, and when we dribble left and right, they got quick hands. And they're going to take the ball. Give them credit. They got in our head. They were physical with us, and then that just shot the whole shot our game right away.
And maybe that's reflected too in this free throw shooting. They outscored us by 10 and shot 18 more. They weren't making their free throws that great, 14 to 25, but we were only 4 of 7. So they were being aggressive and got themselves to the free throw line.
Right. Well, every time we turned the ball over, it was a dunk or a layup. So we can't defend that. Any time that we went east or west, they seemed to have the ball. Give our kids credit. We battled back in the end of the third quarter. Got it to 2 by making some timely shots, getting some stops. And then the first play out of the gate, we switch Gavin onto a big guy, which we shouldn't have done. And then when the ball goes inside, we should have doubled because we have a little on a big. And we all sat and watched, 14 lay it up and in. Well, after that, then they got an easy inbound play lob, and then they got a backdoor play on the inbound play. Now your two-point lead went to 9, and then we're trying to find answers again on the offensive end.
You mentioned Gavin Moding. Well, when we did get the run to get within 2 at the end of the third quarter, that was paced by Gavin. He scored 8 points in the third quarter. He ended up with 14 in the game. He was our first National Bank player of the game. And like you said, right away you said he's the player because he was the one who played with some grit.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, that's been our motto. Hey, we got to be the tougher team. We weren't tonight. We weren't the tougher team, and we weren't the better defensive team tonight. And that's what we laid our hat on. You know, defensively, we got to turn them over. We got to get some steals. We got to get some easy baskets. We didn't get any easy baskets. And every time they turned the ball over, we would turn it right back to them and not get a shot. So that's disheartening, the way that we played last week. We were focused. We were in tune in what we're doing. And tonight, we just weren't very focused.
You know, now everybody has to step back. The Christmas moratorium starts tomorrow. And, you know, when you get back to practice, whenever that is, I assume Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever, you know, got to be ready to go because out of the gate, we're on the road a lot, including at Yankton on the 2nd, and then the following Saturday, doubleheader at Harrisburg.
Yeah, it doesn't get in. That's why we told them on the board that we had to take care of tonight, get the 4-1, because now you go to Yankton, now you go to Harrisburg, now you go to Lincoln, now you go to Mitchell. There's not an easy game up on that board right now. And if we play like this tonight, we're not going to win any of those games. So the only people that can change it are our guys. And the only way we can change it is in practice by making sure we're paying attention and we're ready to go.
And so what is the scheduler? Obviously, we got at least 4 days off here, I know.
Well, we're going to give them off till the 28th.
Okay.
Because we're not going to take a day off before we play Yankton. So we're going to go 5 days in a row, practice. Making sure that we're focused, in tune on what we need to do, play Yankton, then we'll give them that Wednesday off before we play Harrisburg, come back, practice Thursday, Friday, and then play Saturday.
And I know you got a lot of windshields time ahead of here now, the next 72 hours.
Yeah, we're going to the Wisconsin Dells to meet up with my family. So that will be fun. Bad taste in our mouths tonight, but...
Get away from it.
Yeah, get away from it for a while. Take a couple days off and then watch film.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and all your family there. And, hey, just relax, have some fun.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to the Duffy family. Merry Christmas to the Huron community. Thanks for all your support. We appreciate it, and we'll get a lot better come Christmas break.
Tim Buttenhagen, head coach of the Huron Tiger Boys. They fall by 8 tonight. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute. Wrap it up here from the arena on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain.